this away, folks. You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, Mabella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we are like it to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all the night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy?
So, are all corks the same?
Oh, no. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Could you teach me how to soak cork?
You know, when are you walking in here? I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra corks.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
All right, welcome. We're here. It is Saturday, April 26th, and finally, draft day is here. And this, of course, is PFW in Progress's draft extravaganza. We're overlooking the field at Gillette Stadium as I speak, and the gang's all here. Andy, Tom, Paul, Eric, Fred, Dan Tugender, right next to me. Even Chris Ferreira is in the same room. We're all here getting ready to do what we do on draft day. And as I speak, I think somebody's coming to the podium. Let's go to the TV.
Good afternoon,
football fans. Welcome to the 2008 NFL Draft.
Still don't think it's going to happen, Fred.
Fred thinks trade.
Today and tomorrow, we welcome 252 great college football players to the National Football League. We appreciate your enthusiasm, and we hope you enjoy the new streamlined format of the draft. As you know, the first choice belongs to the Miami Dolphins. And I have that choice. With the first pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Jake Long, senior, Michigan.
Boom. All right, well, I'm shocked. I really figured that they'd...
Now, Fred, there's a chance they could still pull a Eli Manning thing here where they trade him.
That's right, they could. Now, Jake Long is
signed
and sealed and going to Miami. Now, the question is, St. Louis is on the clock. Who will they be picking with the second pick?
Chris Long.
Long is who everyone's been reporting today. But guys, hello. How's everybody?
Good.
Just
draft day. Everyone's all
good.
Up.
See, I'm doing radio. I'm pretending fine, like we just met each other.
Oh, thank God the draft is here. I'm getting sick of talking about it and talking
about
it.
You haven't said anything in 2 months.
Sick of hearing you talk.
I will say, wow, 3 minutes in. New record.
We're already at each other's throats.
I will say, Fred, I'll give some props. I was waiting for Goodell to get up there and announce that, the beginning of the draft, and then 6 or 7 minutes to go by, and then all of a sudden Miami would make the pick.
Yeah.
That's the way it should have done. We all knew
exactly.
That, he was already signed. There's no need for any formalities. Let's just make the pick and get on with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And I think if St. Louis already has their guy, they should get that done right away, too.
Yeah, well, it's looking like the Chiefs are going to be the sticking point here at 5. We're hearing that they could go offensive tackle, go out of the box. They're entertaining trade offers. So
yeah,
Wendy Nix is going to be the pick right there.
Wendy Nix was reporting out of Kansas City that the Chiefs were listening to, had spoken with all the teams, 7 to 10, I guess. with looking to trade down, still get their offensive tackle, and maybe pick up an extra pick.
And I think the key guy for the Patriots is going to be Cedric Ellis, who could be on the board at 7, and then you're either talking about a trade down. I don't know if you guys agree, but if he's there at 7 and he can't trade down and Golston's off the board, you draft Cedric Ellis.
What happens, though, with the Patriots if they draft yet another defensive lineman? Any difference in how they look on defense?
Or I don't think it has to be, Fred, because like we were saying before we got on the air, you can keep Wilfork fresh throughout the season by giving him 10 to 12 plays off during a game and have an Ellis in there who's a great defensive tackle in his own right. And that way, at the end of the season, it kind of looked like the defense got a little worn down at the end of the season. And one of the spots they don't have a lot of depth is that inside defensive tackle spot.
Well, Mike Wright was hurt. So
right, but and you know what?
When Mike Wright is healthy, you don't have a lot of depth at nose tackle.
He's a guy. He's a guy.
He's not a nose tackle. That's not a slam on Mike Wright. He's not a nose tackle.
When the Patriots are in a third down passing situation, they don't really play a nose tackle spot.
No,
but Ellis can get to the quarterback. That's the thing. I think he's a guy. Wilfork, in my opinion, best nose tackle in the NFL. But I think Ellis has a little bit more pass rush, so you can use him in a 4-3 set on third down passing downs. I think it gives you more flexibility. And I, you know, like I said to you, Fred, before we came on, I think Bill Belichick's rules are pretty simple, but they're exactly right. I want 300-pound guys at the top of the draft who can run, who can play. I can find me a corner in the second, third, fourth round.
I agree with that, and I think they want to get to the quarterback a little quicker this year, whether that means, you know, a guy like Rivers or a guy like Cedric Ellis from the inside. I think they feel they want to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands on those passing downs and protect a secondary that may not be, you know, right, one of the strengths of their defense.
I think you're right, Fred, and I think that's a good way of looking at it, because I do think that with Samuel gone, you're probably going to have to try to do something to help out that secondary in another way. If you can get the pass rush a little bit better. Now, they had a lot of sacks last year, but I thought there were times late in the season especially, and maybe this is backs up Tom's point about the defense maybe wearing down a bit, where the rush wasn't quite as good. I thought in the Super Bowl, for example, they had a lot of pressure on Manning, but didn't quite get there. And I'm not even talking about the fateful play with right, the Tyree catch. I'm talking about throughout the day.
But even throughout the season, they did have a lot of sacks, but a lot of them were like, you know, end of game.
Garbage time sacks.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, teams were just forced to do one thing and you just unleash the dogs. You know, they weren't like early, you know, trend-setting sacks.
But just think, Fred, now, you lose Samuel, right? So your corners aren't phenomenal. But we always know Bill can scheme for that. So now you have Thomas and Vrabel on the outside. You have a defensive line that would have Seymour, Warren, Wilfork, and Ellis on there. You might not need corners if you have that front seven.
That's my point. I think... So, you know, I thought earlier there's no way they're going to take Cedric Ellis. But, you know, Rich Gosselin, who is known for being pretty accurate, especially with his top 10 picks, has them taking Cedric Ellis. As far as the people that have said they know what's going to happen in the top 5, Cedric Ellis isn't up among those. So he could be available.
And, Fred, we should preface with, we think if Ellis is on the board, they'll want to trade down first. That's option number one.
I think that's always going to be option number one.
But if he's there, I think the value makes it so you have to take him. Because I'm pretty sure the way Bill evaluates players, he's probably near the top of their draft board. And at 7, I think the value is just too great to pass up on him.
This is assuming that Golston is gone
yes,
as well.
Yes, so assuming Golston is off the board.
Right. I think that if Golston or Rivers is available, I think the Patriots will pick him. So, I have a
that
feeling.
That means they
you take Rivers over Ellis? That what you're saying?
I think that would be a terrible mistake.
Well, I think that
I'm not sure that's good value.
I think Rivers made a lot of plays because he was playing with Ellis.
By you think he might, they might. What does that mean? Is that one of those off-the-wall Fred things?
No,
or,
I think they have. I know that they have their eye on two linebackers. So I'm assuming those are the two.
But not Mayo.
There are
a lot of Gerard Mayo rumors yesterday.
I've heard those two.
That would probably be if they trade down, like into 15, 16 area, maybe.
I like Rivers, Fred, but I'm not sure he's a better football player than Cedric Ellis.
Now, this goes back to Bill's point, though, because Bill always says it has to do with value.
Mm-hmm.
So at 7, Ellis is your value.
I kind of agree with that. I think he's the better player. I agree with you guys.
So that'll go into that whole thing, does Bill draft for value or need? Because I think if you go Rivers over Ellis, it's definitely need over value.
All right, so why is St. Louis taking so long?
They're entertaining trade offers.
Well, that's the thing is Chris Long might be the guy they want to draft if no one wants to move up to number 2 and give him, you know, an extra pick or two,
right,
you know, in exchange. That I can understand.
I just can't believe Chris Long's mom had the audacity to go to the draft and sit at his table and take the limelight away from him.
Well, sitting is another thing, but mugging for the camera is...
Fred has been complaining since I got here anyway that Howie Long had the audacity to go to the draft with his son.
I didn't say going to the draft. Why is he on camera?
I actually
saw... Because he's with his son and his son is on camera.
I actually saw him at one point call the camera over Andy and he said, here, get me from this side. Yeah. This is my better side.
That's right. That's right.
God. So. Now, as Andy, as you pointed out, if you've ever watched a Virginia game on television, he goes out of his way to stay in the
right, he hides
in the
behind
box
posts and goal posts.
He's like the anti Archie Manning. It's like a card.
Here we go.
They're coming up to the podium.
This is a long draft.
Made their selection.
I see what you did there.
And by the way, thanks to the NFL Network for this feed.
Are on the clock, so the pick is in, and they didn't announce that there was a trade. So the commissioner of the NFL is going to walk up and either say this young man's name, Chris Long, or the name of Glenn Dorsey, we assume, unless they go completely off the map and shock the entire world. The St. Louis Rams have made their choice, and the Falcons are on the clock. So let's get from you, Mike. You think it's going to be Chris Long, right?
Babbling.
I thought in the last couple of days it was going to be Chris Long. I really felt the only thing that could change
okay,
that.
Okay, so they're not actually announcing it yet. So the card has been delivered to the podium.
Yeah, if our fans want to listen to babbling, it'll be us.
And no one
stalls say, Rich, that was embarrassing.
No one stalls for time worse than Rich Eisen.
Yeah, it was clear they said the commissioner's coming then. Oh, wait, stall. He's not there yet.
The problem with the NFL Network and Chris, and Rich Eisen's been on TV for 4 hours already. There's nothing left to talk about.
So he's spent.
All right, here comes Goodell, I think.
Card is up. Roger Goodell has it.
Why is that all
fuzzy,
Dan?
Let's hear what he has to say.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Getting the feed from his face shot.
Okay, with the second pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select...
Chris Long.
All right.
For the record, ESPN is ahead of the commissioner on my little, whatever they call this, draft cast.
Maybe we should be watching ESPN.
No, I'm talking about this web version thing.
Two picks, I don't like either of them. I think...
that's a reach.
That's what I put in my post. That's a reach.
He's a nice little player.
I understand the Rams thinking of moving Carricker inside. I'm with Andy on this. I don't know if Chris Long is a great pass rusher. So now you have two guys on one side of your defense that aren't great pass rushers. If you wanted the great pass rusher, wouldn't you go Golston there? I think he has, more pass rushing ability. I don't know. The first two picks, I think, will probably be decent NFL players.
Yep.
But I got a feeling some of the guys drafted behind them are going to be much better.
Right. Both these guys, to me, are going to be Willie McGinnis. They'll probably have long 12-year careers, but not live up to what they should have been as the first and second picks in the draft.
Strong statements from Tom Casale and Andy Hart. Only time will tell if they were correct. That's how Rich Eisen does it.
No, well, you would have to say if they're correct or if maybe they're just a little bit right or... I don't know, Eric. Do you think they're right? That's basically what Rich Eisen just did when he said it could be Chris Long or I don't know, Glenn Dorsey or who do you think, Mooch?
One of the other people that's
or shock us with somebody else.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. We're here until 6 o'clock Eastern Time. 3 to 6.
Andy, I thought I would do that for you.
I think we should be out until 8. I was sick of Fred at 2:57.
The Atlanta Falcons are on the clock. Patriots are sitting at number 7.
This is a key pick, right?
But are they?
Yes, this is a key pick for the Patriots.
Now, apparently they've gone to Ryan because everybody in the world thought they wanted Dorsey. Now it's Ryan, and who knows if it's just all
crap. My people in Atlanta told me they didn't want Ryan. That was
what I heard the whole time.
My people in Atlanta told me the same thing. And,
is it the same people?
Well, I don't know. Is it Steve Weish?
Yep.
Is that his name? Yes.
Well, this is Tom Dimitroff's first draft.
And the way he put it to me, it was Steve Weish. Fred is the beat writer for the Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and I think he said the same stuff to Andy at the Combine. He thought Dimitroff wanted to build in the style of the Patriots,
to build
from the lines out. So, Glenn Dorsey was the guy that made the most sense. If available, obviously he is. Now, today, Adam Schefter reported that they're going to pick Matt Ryan. If he's the guy. So we'll have to see.
Now,
who's
the quarterback for that bullcrap team? I can't even think of it.
Good question. Redmond?
Who's the starting quarterback?
Wasn't it Redmond?
They still have Leftwich?
No.
I think it was Chris Redmond.
Harrington will be back, won't he?
Didn't he leave?
I thought they resigned.
Redmond was there, but I thought that was because Bobby Petrino was there.
I thought he was going in as the starter. At least, you know.
Well, I'm drafting Matt Ryan. Of course, Chris Redmond is the only.
But I thought I heard Steve Young say a very interesting thing on the quarterback issue beyond obviously trying to get a quarterback who can play. If they don't take one now, then they go another year into it. Then Mike Vick's getting ready to come out of jail. People start saying, well, maybe Mike Vick can come back. If you have a new franchise quarterback, the door is closed. Well, Mike Vick's era is over.
Now, let me ask you this, though. The Falcons know that they're probably not going to be that great next year. Now, we all know part of the scouting process is you scout a year ahead. So maybe they have three quarterbacks next year rated ahead of Matt Ryan. Now,
Steve Young said there was no quarterback next year worthy of a first-round pick.
Okay, but I'm just saying their process. If they believe that next year they're going to have a couple guys that they like better,
yeah,
then
you have
no idea
if you're going to be able to get them.
No,
I know the chance you're going to be high.
But you're always talking about, I mean, we know that the Patriots went back and forth when they had made the trade last year. Do we think we can get a better player next year? Blah, blah, blah. We always know that that happens. So if you think Ryan is not a franchise really type guy and you think next year you're going to have a couple other guys, or if a second round pick
Tom, I think you can stop right there. If you don't think Ryan is a franchise type guy, you don't pick him with the third pick.
Right.
Period.
I don't think
he is. You know?
There's been terribly varying degrees on him. I've heard people say he's comparable with every quarterback that's come out in the last 5 years, if not the best, and then other people who think he's just a run-of-the-mill guy.
You know, I have to be honest with you. You know that I'm not a Chad Henne fan, and I didn't like him at Michigan. But if you take the physical skill set, I think if Henne goes to the right team, he could be a better pro than Ryan because he throws the ball well. He's got a strong arm. Now, that's a lot of ifs, but that's what I'm saying. When you have when you're the first quarterback for me, we all should be saying this guy's the best.
Right.
Like Jamarcus Russell, I don't care if he's 300 pounds. Coming out, he looked like he had all the tools. I mean, he had a strong arm, and he still might be a good player. I just don't see those in Ryan. I just see kind of an average player.
Strippers, always one to pounce on our lack of knowledge.
Chris Redmond, Joey Harrington, and DJ Shockley, by the way.
Right.
Well, I like Shockley.
Those are the three quarterbacks for the Falcons.
At Georgia.
Mel Kiper is grading the picks as they happen. And initially he had Chris Long A. He just changed it to a B+. The grade went down in 5 minutes.
What, did he say something during his interview?
Was that Ron Borges that did that?
Was it Cedric Benson? Did he start crying? My buddy who's a Bears fan, when they drafted Benson, said, this is a terrible pick.
Looks like Matt Ryan is the pick. He was on the phone. He just hugged
his parents. Okay, just stealing the limelight. What's his father doing there?
How many times
can we say
Chip from San Antonio, and I don't know where he's getting this, but he's saying sources are saying the Patriots have traded their first two picks to Miami in exchange for Jason Taylor.
Huh?
I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying that at all.
Not buying it at all.
That'd be known as rape for the Dolphins if they.
Because I don't think Jason Taylor,
the live stream on the radio show.
I really don't think Jason Taylor is worth number seven. Never mind.
No.
7 and 62.
No, that's why I wanted to trade to get 22 and 28. Trade one of those to get Jason Taylor.
Someone wrote in the blog, not sure why Howie's on stage wearing a Rams hat. We got to complain a little choppiness on the live feed.
Fix it.
A little choppiness in the live feed. Okay.
Two-gender, do something. Ferreira, do something. Somebody do something.
Chris was around here before you got here, Andy. He didn't have anything going right. This has got to be a terrible
He's
feed.
Fired.
So, well, I don't know why you guys are so worried about it. It's only our biggest broadcast of the year.
Jesus, Jiminy.
We only have about 8 million people listening.
Meanwhile,
live
Chris is out there eating brownies.
Right.
So the commissioner's going to make
it
official.
All right, here comes the
Michael Vick in the first round in 01.
With the third pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Sorry, Tom Boucher.
Matt Ryan, Boston College, goes to the Falcons.
And McShay is still second fiddle on ESPN. It's
and always will
keep
be.
His job.
Well, the good news for the Patriots is that they're getting closer and closer to these, defensive linemen and outside linebackers.
In my opinion, this is a key pick, too, because if the Raiders take McFadden, then you're almost guaranteed that someone's going to be on the board for the Raiders, or for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Now, if they go Dorsey here, and then the Jets take McFadden, and then you have less
Dorsey,
chance of someone
there. Dorsey, Ellis, and Golston.
Yeah, they could go
for
Golston.
5, 6, 7.
Al Davis could be like me, see him once and fall in love.
Interesting dynamic here at the top of the draft, Andy. All three guys chosen so far, four letters in their last name. Interesting to note that.
I thought you were
going
to say they were all white.
I thought you were going to say white, too.
I wasn't going to say that, but.
All right.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, when was the last time that happened, Paul?
Long, long run.
Three guys with four letters in their last name? I think it was
1998. They all have four letters in their first name, too.
Boy, Chris, Matt Ryan either has
Chris,
a
oh, damn.
Chris has five Chris letters. Five.
No, this is like Spanish. C-H is one letter.
Matt Ryan either has a small head or that's one big-ass hat.
He does look like a little kid.
He looks ridiculous.
Wow. All right.
Paul, you not special.
Are, you guys are tough.
You look like an ass in your draft photo, not special.
You guys are tough.
Ryan's done.
Eric, block something.
Told you I had my doubts about him. Those intermediate throws will kill him. Yeah, pick sixes were, left and right.
These two were pretty strong on Chris Long. Get that out there. I want that on record.
What were we?
When he's going to 11 Pro Bowls, I want it on record.
I already wrote that it was a reach.
Well, I mean, he'll go to that on there.
Three Pro Bowls, two of them he'll be an injury alternate replacement.
Why is Howie Long going to the stage with Matt Ryan?
Stop!
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. We got a lot of emails coming in. They're coming in fast and furious. People want to get...
Jason Taylor, huh?
Strippers 7-62 not choppy, says strippers.
Oh, good.
Thank you, strippers. If it's good enough for strippers, it's good enough for anybody else.
Let's see. James from England is checking
Words
in.
Words to live by.
He says, if you know anyone who's at the draft, text them and call them and get them to boo every time Roger Goodell goes to the podium. It would be funny as hell if it caught on and the crowd just booed every time he got up there.
Oh, if it caught on. I thought it was going to be funny as hell if one guy booed. I don't know anyone at the draft.
Earlier,
I don't want to know anyone that goes to the draft.
Last night, the Cowboys pulled off a trade with the Dolphins. They traded Adaye. Is that his name?
Why do you ask us?
How do you
Aiken
say
it? Adele.
Aiken Adele.
Adele and Fasano. For a fourth round pick.
Oh, I didn't know Fasano was
that. Yeah. And Rodney Clark says that trade is a steal for the Dolphins. These two guys have talent, granted not Pro Bowl talent, but yet talent. I believe Adaye is worth a fourth by himself. Call your boy in Dallas and get to the bottom of this, Tom.
Yes, I'm already at the bottom of it. He's the worst player on the defense, and that includes Roy Williams. Burt Breer and I were talking like 2 months ago, talking about how he might not even make the team this year. He's awful. He's an awful football player. Anything he had is gone. Fasano had slipped to the third tight end. He got beaten out by Tony Curtis last season. Hey,
not the actor?
Not the actor. Now, Parcells obviously loves Fasano because he's infatuated with Italian players for some
reason.
True. So he can't
there's
get
nothing wrong with that.
But Fasano probably would have made the team as the third tight end and whatchamacallit, now I can't pronounce his name because Fred screwed me up.
Aiken
Adele probably would have been cut. Trust me, if there's any Cowboy fans out there, they complain more about Adele than they do Roy Williams. Right. He stinks.
Tom, let me ask you this now, not to make this Cowboys Football Weekly, but inside or outside? He plays inside, Adele?
Yeah.
Now, is there any way that maybe this opens the door for Bobby Carpenter to somewhere?
Well, you know what I think it is. Zach Thomas is going to get the starting spot, and Carpenter is going to get more reps in the – that's what it is, I think, is that they feel that Carpenter offers more upside now. And this guy was expendable. He's nothing. I mean, the better part of that trade is probably Fasano if they can get anything out of him.
I think that's a good pickup from Miami.
Now,
Fasano, I don't know what –
Now, the Cowboys have Witten as their pass-catching tight end, and they already have a couple guys that block. So that's not necessarily a big loss for them, but as far as Miami goes, he'll probably be their starting tight end. I think Adele is just a throw-in guy. I don't even know if he'll start there. He stinks.
All right.
Maybe Parcells thought Adele was Italian, too, because his last name ends in a vowel.
Sean in Largo, Florida says, what are the chances the Patriots trade the number 7 pick to the Bengals for the number 9 in a third-round pick with the Bengals taking Ellis and the Patriots taking Rivers? Is there buzz going around of any other teams interested in trading with the Patriots? And if we hang on to the pick, do you see drafting Ellis and running a 4-3 defense this year?
They won't run the 4-3. But if they get Ellis, they can do a lot of different things.
They always are going to have the ability, and that's why I blogged this. They always have the ability to do either one. You know, then that's what Bill Belichick came here saying back in 2000, is that he wants to be multiple, and he wants to – and whether in the 4-3 or the 3-4, it's the same principles that they use defensively. And by that, I mean they're going to play two-gap. It's just different players in the different spots. I think that given his choice, Belichick will go with the 3-4, and unless – a situation comes up where Ellis is just so good that he has to be on the field full-time, and you have a situation maybe with Will Fork and Ellis inside, with Seymour and Warren outside. The thing I would be concerned about in terms for the Patriots is I'm not sure Warren and Seymour are that typical 4-3 ends.
Right.
They would be tackles in 4-3s. not in. So I'm not. I think you might have too many of the same kind of player to necessarily play a 4-3.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, where's Chris? Some people aren't getting the feed at all. A lot of complaints on the blog.
Is that right? Well, I don't know.
So much for getting that 500,000.
Well, no, how do you?
He's a man of the people.
Where do you see that people aren't getting it?
They're writing blog. In.
On the blog. They're writing commenting. Comments in.
Oh, because I'm not. They're not sending emails.
Because they can't hear the show.
All right. Well, people are emailing and they're hearing it. So I don't know what's going on, Chris.
That doesn't mean there's not a problem.
Other rumors: New Orleans supposedly interested in trading up with someone. What you guys?
Yeah,
hear
the
about
Bengals
that?
And the yes. Saints would be interested in Ellis if he's there at 7. That's a pretty common thing going around. So the Patriots could probably trade back and get Rivers in that spot.
Who's that? An extra pick.
Would you want them to do that?
I don't care. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
If they knew that Golston wasn't going to be available, I'd want them to do that.
Okay.
I don't know. Am I the only one that holds out any hope at all for Golston being available?
Oh, no. I think there's a good chance.
I think there is a chance.
I don't know.
My draft tracker is.
do you have to audibilize every thought that's going through your head?
All right.
Minute 30.
Oakland Raiders are up. What are we saying? McFadden?
I think they might be entertaining trade offers.
You think so?
I hope they throw us a curveball.
Well, I would assume. I think they just made a pick, though. I would assume
if they were entertaining Glenn Dorsey here.
Somebody from.
That's who they should take to replace
Oakland
Warren Sapp.
Just delivered their pick.
Who is it, Andy? You're on ESPN.
I got nothing yet.
I'm going to try and beat the commish.
Is it Kiffin's pick or is it Al Davis's pick?
They're racing, actually, okay. And they're differing picks.
I see Kiffin back here. He's running in. Wait. No, really, I'm the coach.
Even though I don't have a Raiders hat or jacket on, I don't wear those.
Did you hear Chris Mortensen trying to explain that, by the way?
No.
Damn, well, that's an overrated thing. Dick Nolan didn't have stuff on either. They had Under Armour, and that was the sponsor of the event, and blah, 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 blah. And
like Nolan had stuff on.
Mike Nolan. Did I call him Dick Nolan?
They had stuff on. The coaching staff did.
Yeah, I remember seeing him.
Yeah, that's fraudulent.
Okay.
A lot of smiling faces.
That's
over
inaccurate.
There.
So we think it's McFadden? Yeah.
He doesn't look.
The showing Golston.
I think it's Golston. Son of a beach. Son of a.
I don't know. He just smiled.
Guy takes plays off all the time.
Is that McFadden?
No,
that's Dorsey.
Oh, that's Dorsey.
Wondering why he's still on the board.
You just thought a 320-pound guy was a running back.
I can't tell.
Nobody's on the phone.
It's Golston, I bet.
Maybe it's a trade.
Right.
Right.
With the fourth pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders select Darren McFadden.
Oh, yes.
You knew the reaction. Smattering of boos in the audience. Probably Jets fans who wanted him.
You got cheers from here.
Yeah, but that's bad because now the Jets are going to take Golston.
Not when the Patriots take him at 5 after trading with the Chiefs. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
If they don't trade up like most of us think they won't, the Jets are going to take
Golston. I've been spinning this trade for weeks now. I've been working on it, pressuring certain people that are influential to make it happen.
Here's the trade now, because Dorsey's still on the board. So you know the Saints are burning up the phone. The Bengals are burning up the phone to get up here to 5, and the Chiefs want to trade down. So there's going to be a trade at this spot, because the Chiefs don't want a defensive tackle.
No, you would think they would rather have Golston than Dorsey or Ellis.
I thought they were interested in Clady or one of the tackles.
Well, that's the long shot that Tom talked about.
But that's why you would trade down, because you can get one. Like, if you traded with the Saints, you can get them at 10.
I agree.
John in L.A. says the feed is perfectly clear and consistent so far.
See, I got to think there's enough people that are hearing it that the problem's got to be on the computer's end, not on our end.
But isn't there also sometimes an issue? Some people, if they log on immediately, are one type, and then some people log in later and have issues?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't there like a live and then a delayed live?
I just can't believe two defensive tackles rated this high are still available.
But now, with all the talk the last few days about the Raiders not taking McFadden, is anyone surprised that
No. You can't really complain about this pick. I thought they probably should have gone defense, but you get a guy like McFadden, you have Jamarcus Russell. This isn't a terrible pick.
I was going to say, if he can play and Russell, I mean, you've set yourself up offensively for a long time.
How long before the SPFWs come in and say, you know, should we trade for, you know, Justin Vargas?
Now, is that from Fred in Foxborough?
Todd from Nova Scotia says, if Ellis is on the board, move down and take Quentin Groves. Vargas. He reminds me of Rosie.
Down to where, 47?
Because
that's where he's going to get picked.
No, he's going in the first round. Goslin's got him in the first round. If the Goose
doesn't know anything.
The goose knows.
By the way, he had heart surgery.
Who are we arguing about now?
Groves.
Quentin Groves had heart surgery? Is that what I read?
Did he?
Yeah, the thing I read.
Oh, he had a heart. He had heart a heart problem.
I didn't know he had surgery.
He absolutely has a heart issue. Yes. I don't know when that happened, but he absolutely has a heart.
We got enough linebackers with heart issues. Let's stay away from Quentin Groves.
A lot of people want to know if between Golston and Ellis, who do we take?
Golston. I take Golston. Everybody, seven times.
Everybody takes Golston.
I think Ellis might be a better player right now, but if you're, I mean, the Patriots need Golston. They don't need Ellis.
And Scouts Inc., by the way, big time down on Golston, huh? Since their top 10 players available, he's not in it.
Maybe they thought he was drafted.
Robert from Ottawa says, I'd love to see Golston in a patch uniform if things break down like the PFW staff had predicted. What corners will we have to pick from with our other picks? Any chance of jumping back up to, to take Kayson Jenkins or Cromartie?
Are you all right?
Well, I don't think two of those guys that you mentioned aren't going to be available in the second round. Kayson will probably go at the beginning of the second round.
The guy that they're going to take if they don't take one early is Terrell Thomas out of USC.
I like him a lot, you know, for that level.
I like tight end in the second round. John Carlson.
Who, Fred Davis?
That was third round.
I moved it up.
That's too high for me.
I moved it up.
Tom's like giddy on
seriously, how many picks do you think it'll take for this little scroll of top 10 players remaining to include Vernon Golston?
I wonder if it's an oversight.
So the Jets take
Webmaster at Scouts Inc. is going, ah, crap.
Let's say the Saints, we'll put Saints at five just to take a team. They take Dorsey. Now the Jets are going to take Golston.
Yeah, probably.
And then the Patriots are sitting there with Ellis, either draft him or trade.
Or Mendenhall or Rivers.
They're not taking Mendenhall.
Yeah. I stumped you with that one, huh? Scouts Inc. agrees with me. After the two D tackles, they have Mendenhall as the third best player available.
I'm not saying he should go in the top 10.
There's no way. There's no way he gets past the Jets at this point because the two guys that
Mendenhall?
No, Golston. Oh. Because I think the two guys that needed to be available for the Jets to maybe take over Golston were Ryan or McFadden.
Yeah. Maybe Mendenhall.
Yeah, that's why this was a bad pick for the Patriots. For the Raiders to take McFadden. We needed him to be on the board for the Jets.
Right now, Patriots fans should be looking for the words, we have a trade.
Let's see.
That's what we need
but
right
now. But that
doesn't
really, well, unless if it's the page involving the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots to five.
Because even Dorsey going up there right now, I don't think helps the Patriots all that much.
So you're looking at, if the Patriots trade down with either the Bengals or the Saints, you're looking at 9 or 10, and then you take Rivers.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Scott in Atlanta says, no more crappy Path to the Draft TV shows from NFL Network. Is it just me, or are those guys just horrible? Where do they get that group of idiots? You would think being the NFL, they could pull a few more strings and get some decent talent. Put a hot chick on that show, and immediately it's 100% better. I don't care if she thinks Vernon Golston is the guy from Harry Potter. That's got to be better than listening to Marshall Faulk's forced, uninsightful conversation. Fred, take note. You guys would be way better than those tools on TV.
I love that Lombardi guy.
It's too. I like him because I like his philosophies, and he makes Fred Kirsch like mistakes with names every once in a while.
I like him because he said Roy Williams stinks.
Let's hope for a better draft than last year. I have a good feeling that we will come out with a defensive side that matches the offensive juggernaut that ruled 85% of the games last year. And lastly, can we make a trade that brings Tom Brady to Foxborough for the off-season workouts? How about Christina Acra and the 18-year-old Foxborough cheerleader for Giselle?
Well, we'd have to make a trade with the Raiders because he's always on the West Coast. So apparently he works out there.
First time since 1972, three Caucasians have gone 1, 2, 3.
Paul says that Chris Long is a mama's boy. Bus.
No.
For the Patriots, I'm sticking with my man Clady. The era of a tight end needing to hold our left tackle's hand must come to an end. And P.S., attached is a picture of the flat of the Isle of Man. No, I didn't make it up. It's the gayest flag in existence.
Please tell. It doesn't. What is it, Fred?
It's a flag.
You said flag.
Vernon Golston's on the phone.
Isn't
is that
is
Golston?
Pretty gay.
Or is that?
No, that's
Dorsey.
Dorsey, I think.
Yeah, Dorsey's going to be the pick.
Is it from the Chiefs or is it a trade?
I don't know.
It looks like they're going up with the card.
All right.
Come on, say we have a trade. Say it.
Here we go. Kansas City Chiefs.
It's over. The dream is dead.
Announced that the Chiefs have made their selection, and Dorsey looks relieved, so we think that's what's happened. And then the most exciting six words ever uttered in a New York City draft, the Jets are on the clock, have just been announced. And 9.5 minutes to go on the Jets, who are expected to take Vernon Golston, the last player back there in the green room. But Dorsey, with some other excellent defensive players who are remaining after Jared Allen, appears to be the case in Kansas City. Here's the commissioner with the Chiefs' first of 13 2008 NFL draft picks right now.
With the fifth pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Glenn Dorsey, defensive
player. All right, Glenn Dorsey goes to the Chiefs. Guy surprised?
No, it's a good pick.
His agent looked like he was surprised.
Here's the problem I have, though. People were complaining that the pre-draft stuff was giving away too much information. How about them showing the guy celebrating before the commissioner comes up? Isn't that kind of taking the all the guesswork out of it?
Well, that's all right. It's good to...
As long as it's not with your Pro Bowl Hall of Fame father.
That's right. That's right.
All right, so Golston goes here and then Ellis to the Patriots. Oh, well, we're done. See you on Tuesday.
You think so, huh? Okay, let's see.
Unless they trade down and take Rivers.
Save a deal.
I'm guaranteeing...
I gotta think Golston goes here.
But I'm guaranteeing the Patriots take someone from USC.
No matter what happens here, the Jets will claim that that's who the Patriots wanted, and the Patriots will say, no, we had him rated lower. Whoever it is.
I wonder if...
So let's see. Jets are on the clock here. Let's say everyone.
Big news: Vernon Golston has broken into the top 10 players available, according to Scouts Inc.
So everybody here thinks the Jets will take Golston.
Yeah,
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't.
All right,
Rashard Mendenhall available.
I mean, head coach.
Anyone buying into the fact that maybe Golston was this year's Mike Mamula?
No,
no.
I like how Fred switched already. Now that the Jets are on the clock,
maybe Long is this year's.
No,
Mike
but Fred,
I'm not Bill Belichick.
Here's the other
and
thing
I'm not
too.
Bill Parcells.
I know the Jets wouldn't do anything just because the Patriots are drafting behind them, but here you kind of kill two birds with one stone because you get a very good player that fits your defensive scheme, plus you keep him away from the Patriots.
Right. See,
I don't know. Ethan says, I'm fine with getting a backup nose tackle, but not in the top 10. Too much money at one spot. It almost assures that Wilfork would be gone after next year.
Well, you're almost assured that either Seymour or Wilfork is gone. So... You're getting a guy to fit into that defensive line.
Fresh outside linebackers would keep the defense rolling as well.
But you can't just take guys because you need an outside linebacker at 7 who aren't worth 7.
Well, didn't the Jets just get rid of Dwayne Robertson?
Yes.
So what's to say they don't take Ellis?
Maybe they do.
Maybe. I like the way you're thinking, Eric. I like the way you're thinking. Maybe the dream is not dead.
That is a good point, though.
Best thing you've ever said, Eric.
They haven't had a 3-4 nose tackle since right. Mangini got there, so you can't eliminate Ellis as a possibility.
That's a good point, Eric.
That's
a good point, Eric.
It's a good point, Tom.
That's a good point, Eric.
And it's not like you're reaching to get a nose tackle. I mean,
right.
He's the best available talent on a lot of people's boards, I'm sure.
And if you're saying that he comes from the Patriots, where are the Patriots built
right.
from? That
yeah,
Vince Wilfork.
The
we're saying Bill couldn't pass on Ellis the next pick, so maybe
right.
Mangini can't pass on him here.
Mm-hmm. And he's saying we signed Calvin Pace. We feel pretty good about
right.
that position. Yeah, that's I definitely see Ellis here.
That's a good point, Eric.
That's a good point, Tom.
You didn't make the point.
Yeah, I did.
I made it.
Don't you know how that
it.
Works? Tom steals points.
I seem to elaborate more on it.
Is that what you call it?
All right.
You're Ron Borges?
webradio@patriots.com.
Why don't you
is
block
the email
that,
address. Devo in Raleigh, North Carolina has his fingers crossed for Golston.
Me too.
I knew he wouldn't fall, but he's the guy I wanted. Golston would be... Oh, he wanted Chris Long. Golston would be a nice consolation because Belichick can beat the dog out of him. I do not want Ellis or an offensive tackle. If Ellis falls, I think we can get the Saints or Bengals to trade up. Maybe. I don't know. I got nothing. That's
thanks
Devo
for
from Raleigh, North Carolina. So
I think the Jets will take Ellis. The Patriots always have everything fall their way, so this will probably...
What a tease this will be, though, if they take Golston.
Justin in Alaska says,
as gay
how much
as this
do you
sounds,
really
I can taste
that,
him.
How much do you really think the Jets take into consideration when choosing a draft pick? What can we keep from the Pats?
No.
They have
to make the pick that's
right.
in the best interest of their football team.
I just said an added bonus.
If I was the owner and I heard about that, I would fire
right.
whoever thought that. In a minute.
The only thing here is, since the Patriots are picking right after you, if you take Golston, it's just an added bonus that
right.
you took him, taking him away from the Pats.
Oh, boy, why is he smiling?
All right, the Jets are on the clock, and, of course, things are moving a little quicker this year because the first round is only 10 minutes between picks. And according to my draft hacker, there's about 4:20.
Well, wait, Golston's been laughing all day, so every time they show him,
Well, once they finally woke him up, he was laughing.
It could be a nervous laugh. You slipped another spot, kid.
Or he could be laughing because the Jets passed him up, and now he knows he's
now
going
to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Is Ellis there? Have they showed him?
He is not there.
Oh, okay.
Golston is the last guy in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not going to have a...
Nobody's going to slide, huh?
Not going to have a Brady Quinn moment this year.
I think they took care of that.
Yeah. Okay.
No more inviting the top 25 prospects.
That was so awkward, they decided, let's just take the top five guys.
He was supposed to be a top Patriots five guy. The Patriots needed one of these offensive linemen, you know, a Clady or an Albert. They needed to go to, like, Kansas City or somebody
or
like
Derek
that.
Or Derek Harvey, like that mock draft I was
because,
in.
Because... there's no way the Jets, with all the money the Jets invested in the offensive line and free agency, there's no way they're going to take an offensive lineman. So that I think that was the final nail in the Golston coffin.
This is pretty funny. Eric put something on the blog about the Jets taking Ellis, and someone wrote in, that's Tom's point, Eric.
Let's see. Marco seems to know something we don't. He says it's Golston. We'll see.
For the Jets?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it based
that's
on
what we, that's TV. What we think.
Okay.
I'm just still holding out hope that it isn't.
Let's see. Andy has never been right about linebackers. Golston is a bust. That says Todd from Nova Scotia.
And Bill Belichick's
I don't know why you
boy,
limit
Eric Mangini's drafting him.
I don't know why you limit that to linebackers with Andy. But
I've never been wrong about a prospect yet.
There's him running by Jake Long like he was standing still.
Just for grins and giggle, who do you think the Patriots have ranked number two quarterback?
Number two quarterback?
Brian Brom.
Yeah.
Cool, Brennan.
Who do you think they had number one quarterback? I'm not willing to say that that was Matt Ryan.
This
I have no idea.
Here's Golston versus Long. Long got the better of him. Oh, he stinks.
Nothing like watching TV on the radio.
But I think it's funny that whenever you see Long run block, he looks good. And then when you see him pass block, sometimes
he
doesn't show that quickness, which goes
to
he's right tackle.
He does look like a mauler when he run blocks. Yeah.
He's a right tackle. With the number one overall pick.
It's 2 minutes for the Jets.
To the Jets.
It is?
Yeah, it's official.
2 minutes for the Jets. Okay.
God, I hope you have to cross that out.
Very interesting.
This is such a tease.
I hope they're trading this pick.
How funny would it be if it was like Brandon Albert and we could see those fans go nuts?
I would bet.
And they would go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Salt in Orlando says with Ryan and McFadden being picked 3 and 4, the Patriots got straight effed. So.
Does anyone else think Golston looks stupid? Like he's not very intelligent?
But I think he is. After speaking with him, he came off as intelligent. I'll admit,
since they put him on camera
today, he has not looked good.
Maybe he's just nervous, which is understandable.
Yeah, great. I'm sure he'll do fine in a Super Bowl.
Well, it's a big day. He's going to be making millions
so
of dollars.
So is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then he's comfortable.
Andrew was listening from the Ukraine, and he says, we obviously can't have a draft like last year. How many picks need to start or make an impact to realistically be the favorites to win the Super Bowl?
None. Three impact. No, I think you need three impact players.
Three impact out of this draft.
Yep. Hey, let me just read something, Fred, from Gary Horton, Scouts, Inc.
Okay.
About Golston. He says, the people around him say he's an exceptional worker. He has high character. He doesn't have a lot of football experience. His best days are ahead of him. He'll learn to finish plays.
That's what I've been telling you.
That's very accurate. Mm-hmm. I was saying, Andy, before that, you know, at the Combine a couple years ago, I forgot who I talked to, but they said, you know, there's not too many 20-year-olds that don't take plays off.
Right.
And I think that's kind of a stupid knock.
Especially when you're good.
He's just raw. I think he needs more coaching. And, you know, here at New England, we know he would have gotten it. At the Jets, we don't know who's going to be the coach in 2 years.
You know who doesn't take plays off? Craig Steltz. Guys like that who can't afford to take plays off because they're not good enough.
Why'd you pick him?
Bubba. I just thought of him because I went. Paul and I were talking about Steltz and Hester, how I think they're the same players on opposite sides of the ball.
And why'd you pick those
two? Pick.
Because they're teammates.
All right, here comes Goodell to the podium.
Former Jets employee back in the day about to make the pick.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Jet fans, with the sixth pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Vernon Golston, defensive end, Ohio State.
I could cry.
The Jets get Golston.
Wow.
Matt Light just lost his all-pro status.
And as we predicted in all the mock drafts we did, the Patriots are now in no man's land.
Yep.
All right. So now who is it, guys?
Well, now the nightmare continues, and they say Brandon Albert.
It's Cedric Ellis or a trade.
Don't even say that.
Not Rivers?
No, Cedric Ellis is the best player available.
Okay.
I'd be happy with Rivers, Fred. The Cedric Ellis pick, while I agree he's best value, bores me.
But I'm just going what I heard about the Patriots since I've been here. They wouldn't let a player of like Ellis's ability slip past them, right? That's how they draft.
That would be accurate in terms of the whole value crap.
But maybe they all think that they're so lumped together. Maybe need
does
come
into it. Well, that's the thing I was
going to
ask.
They definitely draft for need bit as much as anybody else.
But what if they have Rivers and two other linebackers kind of even?
Tyrod Mayo?
Yeah, then you kind of got to go with Ellis, right? But if you have Rivers as the guy you think is by far the best, then I could see them taking
the
him.
The thing that they do is if they have Rivers and Ellis somewhat even, they'll take Rivers. But if it's Ellis and... you know, three steps down is Rivers, then they're going to go with Ellis as the value pick.
For the record, Scouts Inc. has Ellis, then Mendenhall, then Rivers.
I got to think
available.
This is a guaranteed trade.
Why?
Because the Saints and Bengals were trying to get up to take Dorsey. Here they only got to move up a couple spots, and you get Ellis, the second best. I think the Saints and Patriots will make a trade right here.
Well,
put
about
it in the
7.5 minutes left for the Patriots on the
Patriots
clock.
Go down to 10 and take Rivers.
Well, judging
sure.
from my
I like it.
From my experience and my history on this show, there's no doubt the Patriots make a trade here, because whenever you get past that anticipation of the Patriots being on the clock and you finally get there, they always take the rug out from under you. It's like Charlie Brown moves the ball right when you're ready to make a pick.
Marcos says, damn. Says, come on, Fred, do your job and cheer us up.
I agree with
Marcos. Fred, I was going to say do your job and start making reasons why Golston's going to be a bust.
Well, I was just about to say, you know, we haven't even started yet. I mean, come on, give me a chance. No, are we that in the dumps because we didn't get Golston? Because
I am.
No, because we came into this day thinking he wasn't even going to be close.
But he was there. He was on the tip of your tongue.
I know, but
I thought he was going to be close.
I thought he was. Why are you laughing, Andy?
We all wanted
to keep making gay references with Golston.
We weren't going to have a chance at Golston.
We all thought he was – well, there was – A good chance that he was going where he went. I mean, that seemed to be the landing spot was the Jets.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm still disappointed.
But
I mean,
to defend,
maybe the guy can't play. I don't know. But I wanted to see Belichick use a guy with that kind of athleticism in his defense. That's what I wanted.
Right.
Let's see.
Instead, we're going to get Brandon frickin' Albert.
That's what they needed. They needed a killing machine on defense.
A playmaker. You know, an impact defensive player, which – they really haven't had that many of in the last couple of years. Maybe Adalis Thomas is going to be that guy. You know, after last year, you know, he really came on at the end of the year. I thought the best game he played all season was the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where he builds off of, and he, you know, on the outside full-time in year two in the system, maybe he's that guy.
So they already had the guy who takes the meaningless games off and only shows up for the big ones.
When we start talking about Seymour.
Ben Fuller writes in, he says, greetings from Windhoek, Namibia.
Now, we definitely don't have a pin there.
Only had one guy from Africa, remember?
Right. Yeah. This is the home of the most Pats fans in all of Africa.
One.
I'm hoping for a trade now. Hope we drop
down. Does he have one of those 19-0 t-shirts?
Get a pick and a decent linebacker. That's Ben Fuller from, I hope I'm saying this right, Windhoek, Namibia.
Didn't those shirts go to Nicaragua?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Africa.
Oh, okay.
I saw one. They were wearing one on the Idol Gives Back. They were in Africa, and a kid had a shirt on.
Ethan from Delaware, I was with you on the dream. Damn those Raiders. They got us back for the tuck. Come on, Fred. Convince me Golston is a bust. Please, you are our only hope. Look, I saw that picture of Golston.
That was all I needed to see.
His veins are going to bust out of his arm. He is so juiced up. It's not even funny.
Now, that's what we're looking for, Fred. That's what we're looking for.
Now, see, you guys don't know that, but that's what Fred was saying before the show started when we thought the Patriots were going to draft him.
Ryan says Golston is the next Katzenmoyer, Ohio State linebacker, overrated. You're welcome, Frank Steele.
He's going to break his neck or do whatever to his neck.
But the guy did look like a beast. I mean,
it's what Paul,
and he had 14 and a half sacks or whatever, by the way.
It's what Paul's saying. You got a guy with athletic ability, and you give him to Belichick. That's the thing. Say he took plays off in college. So what? He's got the physical ability, and Belichick will get the best out of him. I think he would have been a monster in this defense.
Yeah. Justin in Alaska, Golston will be a bust because, one, he broke his shoulder when he was 7, and that will come back to haunt him.
Who got that out there, Goose?
2, he secretly likes men. 3, he's going to be coached by the Rat. And 4,
He will be sucked into the New York nightlife and get caught at a man-on-man club named The Toolbox.
Wow.
Wow.
Cincinnati or New Orleans, Tom? Which team are they going to make the trade?
New Orleans. I think they've been more aggressive trying to get up there.
Cincy.
I don't think Cincy knows how to make a trade.
I don't mind if they make a trade as long as they pick at 9 or 10, whoever they make the trade with. If they just keep moving down, I'm going to start getting mad.
I think it makes a ton of sense because you go down to 10. Then even if you like Mayo, at 10 you take Rivers or Mayo. You get your inside linebacker. That's a nice consolation prize to Golston, and you move forward.
Right, how far down do you go before cornerback becomes a possibility? Like if you went down to 10, is that high enough to take a – I mean low enough to take a quarterback?
Not the guys they got rated high.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's definitely a possibility. See, to me, what we don't know is how they feel about Rivers. That's the key guy in this whole scenario.
And by the way, I would use the same answer I used for Tom's Quentin Groves pick. Go down to about 47 for the guy they like.
I like Quentin Groves, though.
All right. A little under 3 minutes left for the Patriots to make their pick, according to the NFL.com tracker.
How much?
Under two and a half on mine.
233.
Where's Jimmy D? Is he on the horn?
Look.
Is that Johnny Rotten? Johnny Rotten. That's Johnny Rotten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Rotten on
He's
the horn.
He's not talking to anybody.
No.
He just wrote something down.
Oh, what do we got here?
Okay.
25.
He was just writing something down.
Leonard Meyer's mother is at the draft?
All right. Let's see what happens here.
She's trying to... She's trying to hog the limelight.
Michael Smith on ESPN is saying that it's going to be Cromartie.
Trade.
I can't believe that. But wow.
Trade. Fred, you have terrible sources.
I do.
That's interesting.
Actually, what's the trade?
Although
I don't know. It's coming.
How do we know it's a trade?
Because I'm looking at the screen that says trade.
Trade.
I will say... yeah, trade.
New Orleans.
New Orleans is on the clock.
Yeah,
trade
the Patriots have pulled off the first trade.
Big surprise.
This is a perfect scenario for both teams because the Saints come up, they get their big tackle, and the Patriots go back. They can take DRC at 10 if that's the
Hopefully
the guy they
get
wanted.
10.
Because
right now it says New Orleans 7, New Orleans 10.
Well, that's hasn't been updated. I hope.
Otherwise, the Saints release the Patriots.
So it's Cromartie at 10 then?
Apparently. Nice job, Fred. Well, I like the pick. Of the corners,
I
if
like,
we're going to take a corner, I like Cromartie.
I like Cromartie. I think that he has athleticism.
I have no interest in McKelvin and Tlaib.
He has athleticism to spare, man. That he is a terrific athlete,
Doubt. Nick says this just in. The Patriots have traded the number 7 pick to Matt Walsh for his videotapes.
So. That wasn't funny.
No? Okay.
Nothing. Didn't register.
Crickets? That's big on the live draft chat on ESPN, by the way. That one's making the rounds.
So DRC, that's an intriguing pick.
And who's saying that it's DRC?
Michael Smith, I guess.
Well, they had Tlaib and DRC neck and neck as far as rated.
So they were clearly targeting a big physical corner.
But wait a minute, we don't know this yet. This is just the rumor.
No, I know, but we can talk about rumors. That's what we do.
So the Patriots
say if we're not going to do that, then
please
we might as well go off the air.
If they take Tlaib...
Now, Fred, your rumor said Tlaib was number one, right?
Both of them were very close. Very close.
But Tlaib was ahead of them.
The New England Patriots traded the 7th pick to the New Orleans Saints. With the 7th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Cedric Ellis, defensive tackle, USC.
Okay.
So you got that run there, right, Mike?
Wow, this is an exciting draft. You can predict everything that's going on.
Well, what do you think the Patriots got here?
That's the question. What did they get now?
Hopefully the 10th pick.
New Orleans
addition to that.
New Orleans moves up 3 spots, probably a 4th rounder maybe?
I got to say they might have gotten something better because I think the Saints really wanted to get up to get one of those two guys, and the Patriots knew it.
Okay.
Now the question I want to know is how much do the Patriots save? What's the guaranteed money from $18 million down?
Probably at least $7, $8
million. Now, how much
we should have done the research on that.
Oh, God, no.
How much is Tlaib going to get compared to Asante Samuel?
That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to get like 14 or 15, somewhere in there.
Well, can you get that into the thing? We're listening to what the Patriots got.
10 and 78, and they
and
added
they gave
a
up, and they gave up a fifth rounder.
Right. So they have 10 and 78.
Right.
So 78 is a third rounder.
They have three third-round picks, two of them pretty early, 69 and 78, I believe they have now.
and they gave up a fifth.
Right.
Okay, let's say that again clearly for our listening audience.
They traded the number 7 pick and the number 160 what?
164.
164.
I'm looking it up
Saints
now as we speak.
For the number 10 pick.
It is 164.
And the number 72 pick. They yes. added a third, they swapped firsts, and they gave away a fifth. So they now have 3 third-round picks in a draft that we all said was
a great third-round
draft where there is more depth. That's a good trade for the Patriots. They
Very
pay less
trade.
Money. They don't have to take the value guy that they don't really want.
And which tells
they
us
can take
exactly
a corner
that.
Or a linebacker. They can still take Keith Rivers.
Now it all depends what this pick is at number 10.
Well, if they take Aqib Talib, then, you know,
but if they
much
take,
ado about nothing.
But if they take Keith Rivers or Gerard Mayo, they might think of it a little bit differently. But I will say they probably felt Ellis was the guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
they just didn't want him, and they saw the team that wanted him.
They thought value-wise he was the guy, but they don't really feel like they need that player, and I would agree with that because that's an awful lot of money to invest in your defensive
Is
line.
There any chance that the Patriots keep moving down?
Could I think there's a chance.
I think there's a better-than-average chance because that's kind of what they do, but I'm going to be how long does it go before we get annoyed?
Just so you know, if they announce the 10th pick, the Patriots select Aqib Talib, I'm going to be like Bill Belichick in the post-game locker room of the Super Bowl. It was all for naught. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I think there was another trade because I got Jacksonville on the clock. On
they
ESPN.
Are on the clock.
All right, now.
All right, Jacksonville.
Of course, New Orleans is still at 10 according to this.
Oh, so this is Derek Harvey. So they're going to have Harvey and Moss back-to-back years. They drafted Moss last year.
Boost.
Why wouldn't you just like make a deal for Jason Taylor?
Boost.
Because Jacksonville wants a pass rusher, right? So this has to be
That's what I'm
Harvey.
Saying. Why wouldn't you just make a deal for Jason Taylor?
And I certainly,
give something,
yeah,
old, you know.
I certainly would not come up to get Harvey. I would just sit there and hope Groves is there, which he probably would be.
So the Ravens traded away 8
in the
with
second
Jacksonville.
Round.
So it's pretty clear that
he's going
the
to
Ravens
Washington
really wanted Matt Ryan, and once he was gone, they have no interest. Is that
oh,
what
yeah.
you're getting
and
out
that
of
was,
this?
That
yeah,
was
yeah,
all
definitely.
Along. Paul, we were talking about this. Ozzie Newsom's pretty open. So when people say, like, we're hearing the Ravens are blah, 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 it usually means Ozzie Newsom told somebody that the Ravens wanted Matt Ryan.
I agree.
Now, what's Jacksonville? Is this for Harvey?
Could be.
Because that's a terrible trade.
According to Scouts, Inc., Harvey would be the 5th best player available. Rashard Mendenhall, best player available.
Oh, they're not taking him. Who else you got
Good
there?
Good call.
Just give me
Keith Rivers, Leotis McKelvin, Chris Williams, Brandon Albert, Jonathan Stewart, Ryan Clay.
Do they need an offensive lineman? Trying to think.
I could get my needs book out. I'll get my needs book out.
Lawrence from Ireland says we need Talib. He wants us to take Talib.
Why? To give up touchdowns?
You know what?
It'll be fun because it'll be Randy Moss beating corners and then the other team's crappy receiver.
But you know why
Talib.
It'll be fun too? Because we didn't like him. So now we'll either be right or wrong with him being on our team. And he'll be playing safety next year. Book it.
And he was the guy that we all said was going to fall the furthest out of the first round. And he's going to be the 10th pick to the Patriots.
let's see. John in L.A. says Goodell effing sucks.
What did you
Why does he not say what we got in the trade from New Orleans? He's a douchebag.
Jacksonville needs wide receivers. Go ahead, Tom. Insert a joke.
Cornerbacks, linebackers.
Offensive tackle, defensive end, tight end, middle linebacker.
So maybe it's offensive tackle then.
Yeah. Ryan Ellis is
Keith
saying
Kidd says cornerback and linebacker.
Ryan Ellis is saying that we have now made another trade with Dallas.
Ooh.
But I haven't heard. We don't know that.
Ooh. Intrigue.
That's
and then we trade 22 for Jason Taylor.
How yep. can they can?
Well, who do the Cowboys want?
I don't know. Rashard Mendenhall.
No, they're going to trade up to take Talib. you're going to want to be on the air for that one.
You might want
to be off the air after it.
Beat button. Never All right. has a guy we hated more been so damn popular.
Everybody loves him. Because we saw, you know, that draft board they came out with the Cowboys had Talib ranked as their number one corner.
That is true.
So are the Patriots, evidently.
James in England.
I'm
hey,
on
guys.
ERC.
How likely do you think it is the Pats trade next year's first rounder, a third and a fifth, or a sixth, to get back into the late first round so we can get a corner and an outside linebacker?
I don't Unlikely. Know what's going on. Just as I said, the draft was going predictable. Now I'm all over the place.
Tom's frazzled at pick 8 after at pick 6 declaring he was bored.
All right. Jaguars have a little over 3 minutes left on the clock, having traded with the Saints. Having traded with the Ravens, the Saints took Cedric Ellis with the 7th pick. Jacksonville's on the clock with the 8th pick. The Ravens now, where did Jacksonville go? Where were they?
It doesn't.
Let's see. Who's got their microphone in the wind?
That would have to be Andy.
What is all that?
I got Wynn coming in over here, too.
Ravens were 26.
Jacksonville was the 26th pick.
Right, so...
No.
Where were the Ravens?
Eight.
Eight.
Okay. Yeah. And now they're 26.
Right, gotcha.
Holy Moses.
They haven't updated this yet. They still
Eric, get prepared to blog, because I got a feeling I'm not going to like this pick.
They still have
I think you're going to be right. I think it's going to be Harvey.
All right, well, we'll see.
I don't like it.
That at number 10,
here we go.
They would not be able to get Ellis there. They had to bolt in front of the Bengals. So a rough day for the Cincinnati Bengals. They have some work to do to make up.
That's right, Adam Schefter. The Bengals are on the clock right now as the Jacksonville Jaguars have officially sent their pick up to the podium. And as you guys mentioned, the Jacksonville Jaguars are, in many people's minds, a Super Bowl contender right here and right now. They signed David Garrard, their quarterback, to a long-term deal, locked him up there, as there's the Bengals contingent that's on the clock, and we're always keeping a mindful eye on the Chad Johnson situation, hearing anything, keeping our ear to the ground on that one. But the Jaguars in the AFC South,
why are we just listening
to this?
Many
people think have caught up to the Indianapolis Colts, or are so close to catching.
Tom is eating tuna. It's like the smelliest tuna.
Fish just died in here.
I thought Andy pooped his pants again.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. What was that? Been sitting in that tin for like 2 days or something?
Smells good, actually.
Just made it before I got here.
I like tuna.
Oh, my goodness.
And that looks like the expensive stuff.
I'm sorry.
Solid white.
Fish doesn't smell good, Fred. I don't know what to tell you.
It smells like
fish. It does when it's fresh.
No, it smells like fish.
I'm not even going to go with a joke, so.
What, no. Tastes like chicken?
It's no, about Fred and smelling fish.
All right, here we go.
Show
up to the podium.
Off its tracks at 4:01.
Baltimore has traded their selection to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good, that's underwater.
With the eighth pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Derek Harvey, defensive end, Florida.
All right, Jaguars take Harvey.
Luke. Well, my guess is Jacksonville saw the national championship game against Ohio State a couple years ago, because last year they drafted Moss, and now they got Harvey. Moss was injured all of last season, so there's your two pass rushers. Obviously, they're saying to beat the Colts, we got to get better pass rushers, and they're correct. So
yeah, well, maybe
they
should have drafted a better pass rusher than Derek Harvey.
I have him as my biggest bust of this draft.
It stinks.
Of the, you know, of the high picks, the high-end picks.
Aside from the obvious one, McFadden.
All right, Derek Harvey goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. On the clock right now is the Cincinnati Bengals with the number 9 pick.
What does Cincinnati do here? Rashard Mendenhall, make a surprise pick.
Did you see now that Levi Jones is demanding to be traded from Cincinnati?
Yeah. Ryan Everybody Clady. Wants out.
Oops. Or Chris Williams or that Brandon Albert.
I'm going Rashard Mendenhall. They, like I realized early last year, Rudy Johnson.
Done.
D-U-N.
Let's see. Robert says that the Bungles take Rivers. Do we take Mayo? Maybe somehow get Kaysen. I'd be happy Pats fans. I'd be a happy Pats fans for sure. I heard we were big on Kaysen, and now we have the picks to move back up to the high second, don't we? Or maybe package something for next year's draft.
The number 10 pick is going to be Tlaib or DRC, I believe.
You know what always kind of fascinates me is how many fans want to always trade into the next year's draft.
Yeah, I want to draft now. I always want to pick now.
That always fascinates me, how many people... I mean, they're always, almost always good trades. You know, and the Patriots certainly have made good trades in dealing for the present for the future. They've always come out ahead on those. But it always surprises me how many fans are always looking to do that. As a fan, I always can't wait for the pick to be made to find out who the player is. And I don't really care about a first-rounder next year until next year rolls around.
Let's see. Iggy from Madrid. So we got a third. But it kills me seeing Goodell with Golston. Now we miss our first round more than ever. I remember this guy said that Spygate was not a big deal after punishing us so hard. He sucks.
I have to be honest. Goodell looked like me up there getting ready for the Cowboys to pick. He was pretty excited when the Jets were on the clock.
Can I ask why everybody, I'm approving some of the comments on our blog, and why fans are so in love with McKelvin? People have, like, Cromartie, I'd much rather have McKelvin.
Can I ask how many of those fans saw McKelvin?
Right. They certainly didn't see him if they looked at the cover of the Troy Football Media Guide that had about 10 players on, and he wasn't one of them.
That goes back to if you love Golston, my guess is you probably saw him play. Who loves DRC? You never saw him. I mean,
and apparently people hate him and love McKelvin. It's just, I just, I don't understand. I mean, the guy did have a total of four picks at Troy over his career. That's pretty impressive.
And here's the thing. Why would you love McKelvin and not Kaysan if you were the average fan? Kaysan had a ton of picks. He played for a big school. You probably saw him on TV. That's where I don't get the whole draft process with the fans. If they take McKelvin, my theory as a fan would be, well, Bill and Scott know what they're doing. But for me personally, I wouldn't know anything about him.
Comments are coming in fast and furious that they, DRC, too raw. I don't want him. I want McKelvin.
All right. Ryan says that Keith Rivers just got a phone call from someone. So
keep that inside info.
Okay. Cormac says, what do you think if the Pats keep trading down, getting second and thirds in return and spreading the risks over several good players?
Well, how are they going to pay all those guys? If you got a bunch of draft picks in the second, third round area, wouldn't that almost be the same as picking seven?
No,
the bonus
money.
Even close.
Yeah.
Then bonus. I like it.
All right, we're waiting for Cincinnati.
In the middle of the third round.
The Bengals have a little over 4 minutes left to make a pick, and then the Patriots will be back on the clock, having traded with the Saints just a few moments ago. Saints moved up to 7, Patriots moved down to 10. They picked up the Saints' third-round pick and gave up their own 5th.
All right, Fred, let's cut the bull. Who are they taking at 10? You've talked to people. Give us your pick.
I think they're going to take Rivers if he's there.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
I'm happy with that pick.
I'm not convinced they're going to keep the pick.
Now, does he get to wear 55?
I don't think so. Not as long as Sale's on the team.
He's not.
He's not on the team.
But he, you know, that's what I say. He might come back, and if he is, he won't
they
wear.
Draft Rivers. He's not coming back.
I thought Sale might be in trouble. I heard a news story that a 65-year-old man was bit surfing out in San Diego last night.
Hugh in Manchester, United Kingdom, says...
wait, hang on, Fred. Apparently, Jacksonville really wanted Derek Harvey.
Oh, my God. 71, 89, and 125. Two third-round picks and a fourth-round pick?
And the 26th overall to move up.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's not worth that much.
Mel Kiper, C- on the Derek Harvey pick. And incomplete on the Cedric Ellis pick, N/A. What is that? Not applicable? Why is it not applicable? Grading all the picks. Jesus, Mel. You're right,
says,
you're washed up. Call it a career.
I'm listening to you so I don't have to look at the smug faces on NFL Network. Belichick is going to take a tight end, look to trade down again for Davis or Keller, then move back in with all those third-rounders for an average corner.
See, I'd rather just select all those third-rounders because I think in this draft, if you take three, two of them might be good players, potential starters within a year or two.
Stripper says that Rivers is going to go to Cincinnati. And Ryan says that
that's
Rivers,
what it looks like.
Rivers is now wearing a Bengals hat. I guess that would mean he's going to the Bengals.
I like Rivers here.
What is this guy watching? You can see this?
Not NFL Network.
As much as I don't like ESPN, why aren't we watching ESPN? Because apparently we're not getting anything from the NFL Network.
Because they're the house organ.
I know, but you're supposed to be able to get stuff like that when you're in the house organ.
Yeah, I know.
Here comes.
In theory, I live the life.
Here comes
Roger
Goodell.
Has to say about the Bengals.
With the 9th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Keith Rivers, linebacker of USC.
Sucks.
And that is the 69th first-round pick.
Yeah, they got the third best linebacker on USC last year.
Are
you blogging or asking questions?
Tom, do you realize that we may go another first day without a linebacker?
I realize that.
That's crazy. That is unbelievable.
Gerard Mayo.
So this is it. It's Tlaib right here. I'll put you a personal guarantee. It's Aqib Tlaib,
right? It's a cornerback, Cromartie or Tlaib.
That's it. It's down to two.
See, to me, there's a big difference between those two.
What about the
one
Mayo
has a
guy?
Huge downside and one has a huge upside.
You didn't tell me anything about Mayo, so I'm going to go with Tlaib or DRC.
I hope they trade down.
Sean in Maine says Quentin Groves is the guy we're drafting. Bill is in love with this guy.
At what? 69?
Please draft Quentin Groves here, please.
Let's see. Matthew says at 10, I would rather say Cromartie or linebacker. Are we smoking? Bill ain't taking no linebacker this early. I would love Rivers, but damn, I just heard Eric's voice. I thought he wasn't there. Great.
Which idiot was that, Fred?
I don't know.
By the way, Scouts Inc.'s top 10.
That was the one that said, we ain't taking no linebacker.
They have Mayo as 7th best available and DRC as 10th best available.
Harry wonders, now that Rivers has gone to Cincinnati, if Mayo's going to the Patriots.
Okay, we've been talking about defense. What about Ryan Clady here? Something like that. Any possibility?
It's a possibility.
You're not the best color man in the business for nothing.
Trade down. I just don't see it.
I say they trade
down. I don't either.
And I know a lot of people have targeted offensive line as that number 7 pick, and I know the Globe had Brandon Albert, but I just... I don't think it's value, and B, I don't think it's a need.
Well, I think there's a huge difference between Albert and Clady, because I think Clady, a lot of people say, can be a franchise left tackle. Now, Albert, we know, is a guard who people say can probably play tackle in the pros. I think they're two different players. I think one is a lot more valuable than the other.
I still stick with, I don't think the value or the need is there for that pick.
I think they got to pull off a trade with the Cowboys, Tom.
They are?
No, I'm saying that's what they're going to do.
I wouldn't be shocked if they trade down again.
But who's Dallas coming?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. Who's Dallas targeting?
Mendenhall.
Rashard Mendenhall.
Yeah.
Running back,
well,
Illinois.
You know, okay.
The Chiefs and
the
Bears and the Lions would probably take
Mendenhall.
You think
he's dumb, but he's smart, and he knows who the best back in this draft is, Rashard Mendenhall.
But they already have Barber. Can't you get a back in the second or a third round
to Barber's insane.
Yeah, Barber thinks he wants
$8
billion. He is insane. I have that from very reliable sources that he's not mentally there. But my point is, if you're going to get a compliment to him, do you have
to
trade up to 10?
Talking about the Patriots, make it live
on
the
TV? They're still on the board, but will they pay that kind of money for him? They say that they want to get the most valuable player for that team over the long term. Even though they already have 3 Pro Bowl offensive linemen, could that mean that they would go for somebody like Brandon Albert with Al Groh as his head coach? They like that coaching pipeline to get inside information on these guys. He's versatile. And that might be the way they go. Or maybe they trade down again. They love to make those draft day moves. And even though they talked about it, it's tougher to make those moves in the first round of the draft these days, they seem to be doing a pretty good job of it. Rich?
Didn't sound like she knew anything.
In Foxborough, I have absolutely no information to provide, but I'll talk for a few minutes and then send it back to you, Rich. And not hot. Stop that hot button. That's disrespectful.
Paul, what's going on the TV? Your head's in the way.
Nothing.
Okay.
I think I'm not over there.
Ben in Africa says that none of the T-shirts made it down where he is from the Super Bowl. He's very relieved that we're down from 7. Can't wait to hear what other picks we get. It'll be a long night. We're 5 hours ahead of you guys.
I'm putting 2 and 2 together and going with Albert here.
Best case scenario, I think.
Why?
Because the insiders. One would be the Globe, and now 2 would be NFL Network, who probably did actually talk to somebody.
Well, and we kind of forgot about talking about offensive linemen. You know, we kind of, overlooked that for a while, offensive line. So, John in L.A.
I was under the impression they had 5 pretty solid starters, including 3 Pro Bowlers and an All-Pro.
And plus, evidently, Fred was
not really listening
to the last segment before Garrett Anderson.
And I believe he's turning into spin mode.
Where Andy and I, kind of discussed the merits of taking an offensive lineman or not.
Don't put too much water in that report, though, Fred.
John in L.A. says, Eric. I don't know what that means.
What'd you say?
Oh, come on, Fred. Don't read those foolish emails.
Well, people...
That's okay. No one heard it.
People want to be heard.
Eric, ask another question on the blog.
What are you blogging about, Eric?
Jets take Ellis? Double question? Now what question?
Don't blogs provide information? Opinions, even?
Let's see.
If you know how to read, you'd probably be able to see that.
I do know how to read. If you knew how to post, you'd have a better blog right now.
You're doing a good job, Eric.
Boy, oh boy.
Let's see. Lawrence from
the
Holy Land.
My boys don't like each other much.
Says, this is the official PFW Colts fan, usually in Oregon. I'm at a conference in Jerusalem, Israel. Ooh. So without ESPN, PFW comes through again. The Pats are going to fool everyone and take a wide receiver to replace Stallworth.
That'd fool me.
That would be a schwacka.
But I like Lima Swede.
No chance.
Yeah, I agree. No chance.
Get the TV on.
Best case scenario.
Oh. 2,000 snaps. All of them over 35. And that doesn't even get into the Vrabels and the other guys over 30. They've got to get younger and faster to continue to win in this league with all the spread offenses. Corner or linebacker. Marshall, you made a comment to me earlier. You like Gerard Mayo also. I think he's one of the most undervalued players in this entire draft.
Wow.
Well, we'll find out.
He must be good because Kuiper was huge that he was way.
And we all loved
Gerard. Here comes Goodell.
Gerard Mayo. Or DRC. Or Clayton.
Maybe Albert.
With the 10th pick.
Tlaib.
In the 2008 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Gerard Mayo.
I like it.
Wow.
The Patriots get
a linebacker.
Hey, I'm very excited about that
Tom
pick.
On that smoke screen
post. Number one. Number two, I'm going to go to Eric, the eloquent poster who said, "We ain't taking no linebacker this high. Suck it."
Well, Jerod Mayo is projected as an inside linebacker.
Yes.
He's about 6'1", 242 out of Tennessee. He's a junior, so he's a young kid. Had about 140 tackles last year. Good athlete who can run sideline to sideline and plays with good focus and intensity. Works through the traffic well.
Hey, I wrote that. Gets through the wash well.
Yeah.
Finishes. Short, choppy steps. He's a beast. Plays with a mean streak.
Uses his body as a weapon to make a tackle.
I don't think he has great speed. That's the only thing I'll say. Those talks we've had, Tom, about, you know, the new age, inside speedy. He's more of a
inside
a physical,
the box guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I like the pick. Don't get me wrong.
He says he has experience at both inside and outside, effective on delayed blitz, good timing.
He's not playing outside.
Can run with tight ends and backs in coverage, makes plays all over the field. Should help a team on special teams coverage, and may have some red flags and a medical history.
What are the red flags?
I don't
find
know.
That irresponsible. Again, now I'm gonna look him up now in my Pro Football Weekly and see if we can find those red flags.
I think this guy is a terrific player, and I think he's a versatile player. And I think as long as he has the aptitude to play in the system, I think that Bill Belichick can use this guy in different ways. I think definitely. He's more apt to go inside, at least initially. But I think if he learns it and he gets it and he knows what he's doing and has the ability that we think he has, I think Belichick can use this guy in a lot of different ways.
Fred, let me read the positives and negatives out of Pro Football Weekly's draft book. Won't take me long on the positives. The negatives will be a while. Positives, has a solid build with good upper body strength, plays with power, shows good speed to get to the outside, and has good movement skills, filters through traffic and runs to the ball, will step up and take on the lead, can propel his body and hit with some thump, versatile and has played outside and inside, very good production. Negatives, thin lower body, instincts are off, shows no burst in pursuit and can lose the corner, does not play with core strength, gets knocked off balance by minimal contact. Consistently bites on play action and gets fooled by misdirection. Too straight line-ish. Susceptible in pass coverage and is often taken out in nickel situations. Drag down tackler who always looks to tackle low. Does not give great effort in backside pursuit. Too often gets walled off and sealed. Is late to get off blocks. Over pursues. Takes bad angles. Comes underneath blocks and opens up cutback lanes. Tight hipped. Can be sidestepped and juked in the open field. Marginal blitzer. Struggles to dip and bend and take an edge. Limited range and coverage, has had multiple knee injuries, character needs to be evaluated.
Wow.
Well, but in one spread...
I'd be happy after that one.
In one breath...
Aren't you going to happy after that?
Does he do anything that linebackers are asked to do?
In one breath, they say he's a thumper, and another one, they say he's an ankle tackler.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't... Well, look, we watched the highlight tape of all positive plays, and I didn't see the negatives necessarily on the pass coverage and the play actions. I thought he was a guy who looked very decisive to me.
I wrote he had great reads. Ran well in straight line at the combine, but does not play up to his speed. I agree with that, as Tom and I said earlier. He's an inside linebacker. He's not a sideline-to-sideline speed-based guy.
Linebacker.
Yeah, he's not. Keith Rivers is a totally different player in terms of speed. So I think he's a good player. I think he'll be a decent fit. The biggest thing that worries me is instincts are off. If he doesn't have good football instincts after Rob Ryan and then followed up by Roman Pfeiffer talking about how hard it is to play inside in this defense, if you don't have the football instincts, that worries me.
I think this is an excellent pick.
I do too.
I love it because the Patriots, I think they had him rated ahead of Rivers like we did. So we know what we're talking about. Looks good for us. And the other thing, Andy's got about 8 million headline opportunities with the word Mayo.
Yes.
And Fred, he was one of the players at the combine who told us early on that the Patriots had met with him.
So
it's been a while that they've been interested in him.
Well, they've done their homework as far as the red flags and character go, probably.
Let me be the first to say nobody saw this one coming. That's always my favorite whenever Belichick picks anybody.
Except for the fact that every media outlet in the area was reporting yesterday that they have him.
Starting at quarterback for the Patriots, Tom Brady. Wow, no one saw that one coming.
The other thing I'll say about Mayo,
Fred didn't,
is if you take the best inside linebacker that would have been available if Maualuga came out, he's more similar to Maualuga's style of play than Rivers is. Rivers kind of run around more. He'll take on blockers, as Andy said. Yes. He'll fight through the wash or the laundry or whatever you use. And
the wash. Garbage.
The wash.
That's. I think it's an excellent pick because I like how they stayed true to their board. Didn't go, you know, offensive lineman, like Paul said, great, see you later, don't need one. This is a great pick.
And you know who's really happy? All these draft gurus who said Rivers and Mayo were very close together.
Pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select Leotis McKelvin.
The Bills get worse.
So obviously the Bills had McKelvin ranked number one.
They needed a return man because they have the best return unit in football. Yep.
And Wes Welker just had 25 catches against the Bills next year.
And a lot of people did have a corner being the guy. I'm not sure that McKelvin's the best, though.
Stinks.
Steven from the Isle of Man says, at long last, finally a linebacker. Ari says, ha, I knew it. We finally have a linebacker under 25 years old. Marcos says,
his knees are 40,
it was a good
but...
pick. Let's see.
Happy with the pick. They finally got their linebacker.
Robert from Ottawa says, I'm shocked yet very happy with Mayo. Bring on some quality corners, so let's get that Super Bowl. So much for Brandon Albert. I think he's a good player, but a guard at 10. Any info on Ty maybe coming back? Is there value in signing him?
Sure. I don't know if it's $6 million value, but something below that, I'd be willing to bring him back. You don't have Tlaib to play safety. You might need Law.
Let's see.
By the way, where's strippers out there? Curtis Lofton, huh?
Matt from Springfield says, my mistake. I said the Pats wouldn't take a linebacker. Lunch is on me.
Jackpot.
No, really. My sandwich is sitting here on my lap. I ain't buying no lunch. I'll
douchebag.
Use that cash to donate to Somalians. I know you guys won't mind.
I will. I don't know any Somalians.
Right.
I don't even know what a Somalian is.
All right. Well, I think this is a good time after an hour and 20 minutes to take our first break.
We got a linebacker, baby.
We'll come back and analyze everything here in PFW in Progress.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Rez in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Quatemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution. Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pre-game field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and the free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact, too. Autograph only helmet limited to those looking to qualify for purchase. See details at Patriots extra. When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Wild and hot Sac Attack. Maytag sausages, Patriots cheese brats, and beer brats, First Down Franks, and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Food Master, Roach Brothers Submarine Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, I have to say that I'm thrilled with the pick. Patriots finally take a linebacker in the first round.
Boise State.
Ryan Clady goes to the Broncos.
Going to go to the Rocky Mountains, huh?
All first right. ever junior to declare and first ever first round pick from Boise State. 6'6 and an eighth. Wonderful athletic. Great feet. A lot of upside. He's a pure left tackle. He's got to work the hand placement, and he's got to work on finishing.
That's a good pick for them, but I still think teams are going to kick themselves years down the road for passing on Rashard Mendenhall here.
So Broncos take Ryan Clady. Back to the Patriots pick. You know, does this tell you that they had their heart set on a linebacker? Is this one of those things where they had three or four linebackers, and they were going to get one of them no matter what?
No.
No.
I think there's a little of that to it, Fred. I think I'm probably somewhere in the middle between you and Andy. I think it's an example of to say that the Patriots don't draft for need is a little bit misleading, I think. Clearly, they were looking at some guys that were similar on their board, and this was a bigger need. I mean, I think they could have definitely taken Cedric Ellis and not made a trade and been fine. But I don't think that would have been in the best interest of the football team, as Bill likes to use that phrase. I agree with their philosophy here. Move down, get a guy that's of that value, but more at a position of need. This is, you know, kind of what they did with Ty Warren back in 03. That was a guy that they needed. There were players that maybe some people had as high or higher on the board, but that was the player they needed. I think this is a guy that they certainly, a position that fills a bigger need than defensive line would have.
Sean in Maine didn't like it. He says, we didn't re-sign Colvin, we passed on Groves. We needed to get another pass rusher on the opposite side of Rabel, and Groves was the best guy available. You're telling me that Mayo can step into this complex defense and play inside? I doubt it. Hopefully we'll move up and make a deal for Kaysen. So that's Sean from Maine.
Ryan Clady.
The only thing I'll say about Mayo is, you know, we're not professional scouts. We don't travel the country. You know, but you sit there, you watch a lot of college football, and whenever you watch Tennessee play,
yes,
you hear his name all the time, which tells me he has good instincts on the field. He knows how to diagnose plays. He knows how to read offenses because he makes a ton of tackles. Those are the guys I like. I like football players who can play the game, and that's what I see when I see Mayo.
And at 10, do you think that's good value?
I think if probably 14, 15 range is where he was projected to be drafted. But if you're the Patriots and that's your guy, you're going to, you know, four spots. You can't trade down.
Yeah, it may have been a little bit high, Fred, but I agree with Tom's assessment right there. I mean, it wasn't, you know, like they picked him 25 picks before he was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And I think that he is.
And you got another third rounder. So David Storr says, well, you guys sold me on Mayo. A great pick by the Pats, a shrewd trade to accumulate another pick. Why does everyone except you guys and Kuiper think you should be a lower pick? Hey, Andy, at least it wasn't Albert. A great way to start the draft off, and hopefully we'll clean house on the other picks too.
Well, I told you, when he was on the board, he was like fourth or fifth for Scouts Inc.'s best available. So, and Mel Kuiper told us,
yes,
for the paper last month's issue,
and that
most
stuck
underrated
out of my head
player. He was as close to Keith Rivers,
yeah,
as, you know, very near him. And they, you know, at that time there were projections that Mayo was going to go 25-26, and Rivers was going to go 7-10. Well, they went what, 10-11, or
and
was
Kuiper's
it 9-10?
Been saying that for a while. He just didn't come up with it like Mike Mayock,
right,
did 2 minutes,
right,
ago.
Right.
So,
and
Mayo's a good
player.
That's
kind of stuck in my head, too. When you had that talk with Mel, and then, you know, when we did that debate with him and Rob Rang, he talked about those guys, Rivers and Mayo, being so close. And Tom's theory here, I think, holds true. When you watch Tennessee play, and you get an opportunity to do that every single week because the SEC is on all the time. They have the national ESPN game every Saturday night, and they have a game in the afternoon on CBS every week. So you see Tennessee play 4, 5, 6 times a season. Gerard Mayo made a ton of plays a ton of plays. I want guys like
140 tackles.
But they were big plays too. They had a good defense, and he was really in the middle of it, a lot of the time.
Okay, we have another selection.
With the 13th pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select Jonathan Stewart, running back.
Terrible pick.
Wow, my
Andy says terrible pick.
Terrible pick.
Why?
First of all, you blew the D'Angelo Williams pick apparently 2 years ago, and now you're making up for that, and you left the best running back on the board in Rashad Mendenhall.
Uh-oh, you're now the biggest Rashad Mendenhall supporter right now, right?
No, he's not. The Bears fans are, because the Bears fans have wanted Mendenhall this whole time.
Good point.
And they are now on the clock, and they will probably get disappointed because the Bears will go offensive tackle.
If they take Rashad Mendenhall, it's a steal at 14.
And here's he doesn't go there. He's going to the Lions. So Mendenhall Hall's going in the next two picks, you would have to believe.
In the NFC North.
Can I ask Gil Brandt Casale, the old draft guru?
Yeah.
Ryan Clady goes 12.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, what do you think? Did he slip? Did he go about where he was supposed to?
I was thinking like
did you think he was going to go higher than that?
I thought he could, but I didn't necessarily think that he should.
Okay, so my pick is bad one then. I had him being the highest rated riser on that question that Andy gave us for Friday. The highest rated prospect that drops the furthest. So he didn't really drop. He went about where you guys all thought. I thought he was like a top, seven guy.
Yeah, like a top 10 or, right around there, I would say.
So the fact that he got out of the top 10 is not overly surprising.
More reaction from some of our listeners. Ethan in Delaware, I was bummed about losing out on Groves, but Mayo's a nice consolation prize. Keep AD and Vrabel on the outside and keep Bruschi to situation work only. Now on to the second round corner, or perhaps in my dream world, outside linebacker, or do they have Andy Studebaker in the back of their minds?
Well, I wanted to get a couple emails back, Fred, the one who didn't like the Mayo pick and was saying that they needed, another guy on the other side of Vrabel. Why didn't they re-sign Colvin
What's
or whatever?
What's wrong with Adalis Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, are we forgetting about Adalis Thomas? And
right.
He finished the season on the outside the last, seven games of the regular season into the playoffs.
Right.
That's, I think, where he's going to be. You're going to have Bruschi inside probably for another year at most. You needed to get somebody to replace Bruschi and Sayo.
You need a run stop.
Even if Sayo comes back, you needed to replace those two guys.
Absolutely.
This guy, if he pans out, will be the inside linebacker of the future.
Sean from Hazleton, Pennsylvania, just a comment.
Bill Belichick's on the Patriots game if you want to raise that.
Okay, let's TV. Two gender, TV.
He's a physical player, good against the run. He runs well, can play in a passing game. He's a smart kid, and he's played all three positions for Tennessee. So I think he's also got some versatility at all three linebacker spots and can play on fourth down in a kicking game, too. So he's a versatile player that's smart and likes football.
And, Bill, with the reduced amount of time in the first round this year, going from 15 minutes to 10 minutes, did you think it was necessary to have this type of deal lined up in advance of today?
Mike, I think it was. Things went pretty quickly today. The 10 minutes probably seems like a long time for you guys, but it's like about 45 seconds when you're actually on the clock. We talked to New Orleans yesterday, and then the trade really got consummated right there when right before we got on the clock, and then finally it got done, I think, about 4 or 5 minutes into our time frame. So it had to go down pretty quick. I'm glad we'd done a little bit of groundwork on it the day before.
And I'm one of the Gerard Mayo believers in this draft. I thought he was an undervalued guy, and you obviously had a chance to move back to 10 and actually pay him less. Was there ever an offensive line consideration? Our Charles Davis was all over wanting you to draft a Brandon Albert and upgrade that offensive line. Any thoughts there?
Well, there are a lot of good players available, and there's still a lot of good players on the board. I think this draft has some depth to it. We just did what we felt was best for our football team, and I think the trade was good. I think I'm glad we have Gerard Mayo. I think he'll add a lot to our football team. Certainly he's got a lot of work to do, but he has a lot of things going for him. So we had to do what we thought was best for our team, but there are a lot of good players out there, and I think all teams are improving themselves today.
Bill, Steve Mariucci here. Question about Mayo. You have a good group of veteran linebackers, and you have some good flexibility, some position flexibility here with Mayo, like you mentioned.
How do you bring him along? Do you have him back up a couple of positions and learn them, or maybe give him a role in your nickel and subgroups along with special teams? What would be his first role, you think, on your veteran linebacker group?
Well, I think those are all possibilities, Steve. I think the big thing for Gerard is to come in here, learn our system, learn a number of different positions, and then we'll just see how it goes and how it all fits together. But when we visited with him in the spring, I think he's a sharp kid. He understands football concepts. He's been involved in a lot of different things on the strong side, the weak side, and in the middle of Tennessee. That's a very good program. He's a good football player, and we'll just have to see how it all plays out. But I like the fact that he does have some versatility, and given what we have with our other players, we'll just see how all that comes together after he has a chance to learn our system and perform in it for a little bit. We get a chance to see how he does.
Yeah, Bill, this is Brian Billick. Everybody talks about the difficulty, the emotional letdown after coming off a Super Bowl loss. Your team certainly has the pedigree to get past
that. Did you need to bring that up, Brian?
yeah, you know, we're both just getting back to sleep right now after the offseason we've had. But, I mean, is that something that you're specifically going to address here, obviously, in your offseason workouts?
You know, we've moved on. We really have. That was several months ago. We're already into the 08 season. We have a good off-season program going. The players are in here. They're working hard. We're getting ready for our spring camps in a couple weeks. And the season started, and that's all behind us. So we've been on the both sides of that game, and much rather be on the winning side of it. But no matter what the result is, you just got to move on, and we've done that. We're into the 08 season. We're excited about the year coming up and looking forward to getting on the field later on this spring and seeing all the players, you know, participate in our system.
All right, Coach Belichick, we appreciate your thoughts, and I don't know if it makes you feel any better. 10 minutes feels like it's going real fast to us, too. All of us in Mayock like to talk up here in the draft, you know? It's pretty much the way it's going.
Well, it is. It's certainly put a different pace to the draft compared to the previous years, and so that's probably good all the way around. You know, we're looking forward to the second round. We have 3 picks in the third, so hopefully we'll be able to continue to find some players to improve our football team.
All right, Coach, again, thanks for the time. That is Bill Belichick.
Okay, that's Bill Belichick on NFL Network. And just to remind you, when he gets to the podium here at Gillette Stadium, we'll also turn to him. So he's probably going right from there, maybe probably do something with ESPN and then come up to the podium here. So when he does, we'll go right to him.
Andy, you were looking for some info on the knee injury for Mayo?
Well, I found knee, ankle, hand.
Yeah.
Guy's the walking wounded.
He had a right knee injury in his first year with Tennessee. Sprained it, missed a game, came back for 3 games, and then had more of a problem with it and had to miss a few more games. And then January of 07, he had surgery on the left knee as
yes.
well. So he's had issues with both knees.
All and right. bad ankles and bad hands.
Only
but,
Andy can have them pick the guy he loves.
And then they start recalling the name.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think of Randall Godfrey? What do you mean?
What do you think of Randall Godfrey?
He played for Dallas.
He's old.
Yeah, what do you think
of him?
He's 110.
No, but what do you think of him? Like when he played?
He was good when he played.
He's all right.
He was all right.
Because
that's the player they used to compare to.
He's all right.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
I mean.
He's all right. He wasn't bad.
He had a like 3 or 4 good years for Dallas. That's the guy, they wanted Ray Lewis that year. In true Raiders fashion, when Lewis went off the board, they just took the next rated linebacker, and it was Godfrey.
In all seriousness, I thought you were saying Randall Godfrey, like as a guy to pick up as an extra veteran, and that's
okay. Yeah, I didn't know where you were going. Yeah.
And it that was kind of leading. You can find anything when you read around the Pro Football Weekly things that he lacked instincts. There's a whole thing here on NFL Draft Scout about how the game comes naturally to him.
Yeah, another pick.
With the 14th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears Richard select. Mendenhall. Chris Williams.
Son of
wow.
a
bitch. Good job.
Tom hit it.
Good luck.
Well, you know what Detroit's picking.
If you're in Chicago, that
hell of
Brad
a mock
Biggs
draft right
guy,
there for me.
Boy, Mendenhall just falling.
That Brad falling. Biggs jerk in Chicago should
pick.
Start writing the story now in 5 years about looking back how they could have had Rashard Mendenhall.
Listen, they're lucky that this draft isn't being held
Chunks.
In Chicago right now because you think Jet fans are bad. The Bears fans were craving this guy. That's all. He's from Illinois. It's where he went to school. Yeah, I mean,
that's
not probably. It's
draft.
Where he went to school. They really wanted him. They didn't think he'd be on the board. And there's nothing worse when you're a fan than when you think a guy's not going to be there, and then he is, and your team doesn't take him.
Sean from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. I like the pick, Mayo. Once Golston was gone, there was no one left for the Pats, in my opinion, at that spot. They got him at the right spot. There was no way the Pats were drafting a USC player that high for the simple reason they were coached by Tickle Me Pete, who I'm sure Belichick has a lot of faith in, and I just don't think USC players are, well, smart. So
is Chris Williams supposed to be beating like a drum on every play? Are they showing the good or the bad up there?
Yeah, well, and I wanted to add that report that we saw earlier today, some teams had Chris Williams completely off their draft board because of injury concerns. He played all the games at Vanderbilt, but evidently he has a neck problem that caused some teams to take it as seriously as taking him completely off their draft board. And instead of taking a running back, they took an offensive tackle with a bad neck.
That sounds to me like they're sticking to their guns with Benson and hoping for one. But look at this team. Grossman or Orton is going to be the starting quarterback. Benson's the starting running back. They don't have any receivers.
Run the ball.
How are they going to win next year?
They have to be able to run the ball, and if you don't have a running back that's capable of doing it, I'll tell you, it makes it awfully tough.
All right.
Good news is the Lions got Rashard Mendenhall, hopefully.
Matt and Quincy, after gritting my teeth through a four-hour family event, don't people know better than to schedule things on draft day?
I know.
I am all in. I love the Mayo pick, and I have to believe the Pats are gathering some third-round ammo to move up in the second. I'll talk to you tomorrow about my love for Chevis Jackson. I think he'll be there in the third round.
Yeah, he'll probably be there.
You like him better than Groves in the third?
Groves is going to Washington.
I'm going to beat this drum.
Let's see. James says, I hate Paul. What the bleep did Paul call Bill and give him pointers on what to wear? I can't believe he was on TV in a pink shirt and tie with a gray jacket. It's about as bad as the Christmas top Paul wore on Patriots Day last December. P.S. I always wanted more mayo on my Patriots.
A Christmas top?
The first mayo joke at 4:39, April 26. I'm sure it won't be the last.
Was the problem with Bill's outfit that he had pink on, or you're not allowed to wear pink and gray? What's the?
I thought that was the combination.
Pink and gray matches.
Okay.
But pink on pink, that's a little too pink, right?
Sounds like lesbians.
God. You know, we were actually having an intelligent show up to this point.
Well, I figured we'd gone an hour 40 without a bad, dirty joke.
John in L.A., can you guys talk about what influence having Belichick's old friend, secret weapon Saban, back in the SEC?
None. Not for this pick. He played against them once.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Todd says, Andy is right. Teams are going to kick themselves for passing on Mendenhall.
Yep.
Let's see. Matt says, you guys might want to tell Sean from Maine that we have a linebacker named Adalis Thomas who plays on the other side of Rabel. I'm glad that Belichick settled on Thomas as an outside linebacker. We need to start looking for a replacement for Vrabel. I forgot we still have Pierre Woods.
How could you be mad at this pick?
We've been screaming for linebackers for 4 years.
No matter how your projections were, most people had Rivers and Mayo 1-2, forget about it. Obviously the Patriots like Mayo. You have to love the pick.
And I like it because he's an inside guy.
Right, he's a pure inside
guy. It's harder to find inside guys, so let's see what we get with this
guy. I just like it because it's an athletic player at a position that they need athleticism.
Now, if you take the Ron Borges approach, tomorrow's column's about how they couldn't get Golston, they didn't want to make the pick at 7, traded down too far so they couldn't get Rivers, they had to scramble to take the next linebacker.
Should I go to ronborges.com and see if it's up?
Tony from Greenwich, Connecticut, I'm excited about this pick. Mayo was better than Rivers, more productive against better competition. Mayo is a stud linebacker from the SEC. There are some NFL teams that couldn't play in the SEC. The Pats need to get younger. Mayo was versatile, smart, tough, and productive. Bill knows a little about linebackers.
Go to Tennessee, did you? maybe those NFL teams
there are some
that
NFL
play in the
teams
SEC.
That couldn't play in the SEC.
Steven from the Isle of Man says, oh, my God, Bill's in a suit.
did he say it
did
like
he say that?
Oh, he's from the Isle of Man. I thought that was the joke. Oh.
Bill did have a pink suit.
No more blogging, is that?
Todd calls Bill Belichick a hippie. Says take 5 minutes and get a haircut.
I blogged something. You blog something if you want.
Let's see.
Did you blog it?
Chris says, we finally have a young linebacker. I hope he pans out. Does this mean Teddy Bruschi will ignore him?
More than likely.
No, he's going to mentor him.
Oh, is that what he does?
Yes.
Oh.
Let's see. Brian, the friggin' ski bum in Glenwood Springs, says he loves the pick. Any player whose comparison contains the name Al Wilson is okay by me. We also have the ammo to move up and bridge that gap between our first and second picks.
And that's who he reminded me of, was Al Wilson.
T. 2 minutes before Bill Belichick
trade.
You think it trade?
No, I know because there's a flashing trade.
Oh, okay.
Good job, Lions.
The Lions have traded their pick.
This is with the Dallas Cowboys. I believe it involves Roy Williams and the Chiefs.
Which one, Tom?
Brandon Albert.
Which Roy Williams?
No, they're talking about trading the good one.
What pick are we on? They traded up 2 spots?
Yes, and this is apparently for Brandon Albert.
And who's 16?
Let's see.
Arizona 16.
Arizona could get Mendenhall Thompsons if they were all over Stewart.
Yeah.
Tom from Providence says, great show even though the stream is choppy. My question is about a wide receiver for the 3rd round. There was a kid who was related to PK Sam. He looked good. What's his name?
What?
Do you know of any wide receivers available that are related to PK Sam?
I don't know, but it's not helping his draft stock.
No,
he is.
I wouldn't flout that.
Just a quick comment. The corner's still on the board.
Because we were all right saying there's no good corners.
But now a guy like DRC in this area becomes intriguing
right.
because of his physical ability.
Maybe that's who the Chiefs are going up to get.
Philadelphia?
Where are they?
If they trade Shepard?
Ben from Africa is wondering if Mel's hair is getting a little thin on the right side. Do we have any inside info on that?
We're watching the NFL Network.
Justin in Alaska loves your pink-on-pink joke.
Thanks,
Andy.
Justin.
You got to think the Kansas City move was offensive line, right?
You would think so.
Why couldn't they have just taken Ryan Clady at 5?
But who are they getting up
at? Sam Baker.
All right, back to the podium goes.
I love Sam Baker.
Roger Goodell.
He's better than
the Detroit Lions have traded their choice with the 15th pick in the 2008 NFL draft. The Kansas City Chiefs select Brandon Albert, guard, Virginia.
That's because
why doesn't he announce what the trade elements were? He knows what they are, right?
That's because Williams just went. They probably wanted one of the two, and with Williams going, they wanted to get up there to take Albert.
Paul, who's writing this pick? Should we be? And some of us heading out.
All right,
Bill's at the podium.
Bill Belichick is going to the podium. All right, that's Bill Belichick at his
very interesting press conference, I thought.
Why?
Yes, definitely trading up in the 2nd round.
Well, the trading up stuff he mentioned, talking about the picks and the ammo they
had
to move up. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought a couple interesting little phrases he threw in, one of which was productive player in every game. Mm-hmm. Vernon Golston was not, apparently.
Yes.
And I got another one after the commish talks.
With the 16th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah.
Your guy,
bro.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. Give it a shot, right?
No, that's a good pick, yeah.
Right in the middle of the round there where we thought you get into that range.
And now Detroit gets Mendenhall. Everyone's happy.
Phenomenal. But back to Bill for a second. I also thought it was interesting. He's one of the better linebackers we've seen in a while. Now, if you compare that to Patrick Willis, who was taken one lower than that pick last year.
Yeah, but then he quickly said we weren't up there.
But if you take him up there, he needs to be compared to guys that are up there. So start the Patrick Willis comparisons
but
now.
But you're not saying you think
if he's not in the Pro Bowl with 155 tackles, Gerard Mayo's a bust.
I thought you were going with that build-in like Patrick Willis.
No, I was going with Mayo has to be better because he said he's better. Use the word better.
I thought really like this pick.
That was Bill Belichick at his first press conference. He says he'll see us again tomorrow. But
that was the best thing he said in the press conference to me. We don't have to wait for him tonight at midnight.
If you want to hear that again, it'll be up on Patriots.com shortly.
And Mayo's press conference conference calls expected in about 30 minutes. We're told.
So in about 30 minutes, we'll have the phone call from Gerard Mayo.
We will. We've never had that.
Well,
before,
no,
we?
We'll have it.
It'll happen.
No. It'll be live.
No. Eric will tape it.
It'll be available.
Or Paul.
Strippers loves the male pick. That's all we need to know. Ethan says, glad Fred is okay with the pick. I figured you would need to talk him down from the ledge, given it's pretty much, because this pretty much means no Dan Connor. Yeah. I don't know about that.
No, 2 inside linebackers
I would say that's
I know one thing. That Tlaib needs to get off the board quick because the Cowboys are coming up at 22.
Devo in Raleigh says, a friend of mine is a Tennessee fan, and he said Mayo was a total beast, and he was like 7 years old when Bruschi was drafted. So
that, I don't get the last part, but the beast part is great, and I think we all saw that on tape.
Well, he's young. That's what it means. He's young.
Oh, okay. The two guys, if you watched a lot of SEC, him and Ollie Highsmith for LSU were two guys that just constantly made plays over and over and over again. I know Highsmith's probably a second rounder, but those are guys whose names you always heard.
Paul Perillo, did you catch the shot at Golston and the Jets?
I did not. Was that early?
He said Mayo was productive in every game he played. See what that is there?
It might be a little bit of a leap, but, you know, did you hear
how they're moving up to get Kaysan in the second round, since he mentioned it three times about having the ammunition to move up?
Did you hear the six questions after Bill said, all right, I'll see you guys tomorrow night?
You're not the best PR guy in the business for nothing.
Cormac says, I like Bill's pink shirt. I wonder if it was crispy white until he washed it with his fatalistic red hoodie of doom. Everyone's still upset about that red hoodie that he wore during the Super Bowl.
I have something I could say, but it'd probably get me fired.
Let's see. Mike from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Whoa, we need a pin. I don't know where it goes, but put it in it.
He says, Mayo may have Where's a list Malaysia? Of injuries, but check out his speed on this pick. And I guess there's a YouTube video of his...
We've already seen it, trust me.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
But I don't think he plays with his...
It didn't take the Lions long. This has to be Mendenhall.
15th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Gozdur Sherilas.
Wow.
Boston College.
Well, they will go ahead and take
Wow, two BC Sherilas. Guys in the first round.
What's the Kuiper quote? That just shows they don't know how to use the draft or whatever.
Let me be the stunned. First to say in a serious tone, that's a reach. And that is a reach.
That's Detroit.
Who's going to play running back?
Unbelievable.
This guy's going to block for nobody? They have no quarterback, they have no running back, but they have a tackle?
They have good wide receivers and no one to get them the ball.
All right.
Well, that's two teams we thought were going to take Mendenhall.
I'm guaranteeing Houston takes Mendenhall.
I mean,
they need a running back, too.
Well, earlier somebody asked who was the wide receiver related to P.K. Sam in the draft. Strippers, of course, gives us the answer. The guy's name is Lorne Sam. He's the older brother of current Texas El Paso quarterback wide receiver Lawrence Sam. Okay. So P.K. Sam is the older brother of Lawrence Sam, who's also a quarterback.
He's in the draft?
I guess so. I don't know.
He won't get drafted. Never heard of him.
I never heard of him either.
I just can't believe Rashard Mendenhall is falling like a stone.
Can you imagine those Lion fans right now?
Dick from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a big Patriots fan. Watch for Antoine Kaysen, cornerback, University of Arizona. He'd be a perfect fit for the Pats. Athletic, smart, and team focused.
Why are you reading that email? I mean, seriously, we've talked about this guy for 3 months, and someone's emailing in saying, watch out for Antoine Kaysen.
No one has praised Antoine Kaysen more than PFW in progress.
We've even speculated that Kaysen took a restraining order out against Tom. He's talked him up so much.
Apparently, we're off the air.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you going to do? These things happen.
I've got a stream of emails saying...
What is Chris Ferreira doing?
What happened?
I think it happened when we went to Bill. I think we've been off the air this whole time. Because we had stuff on here that said we were off the air.
Fred, this is unacceptable.
I don't know what's going on. I'm looking around. I'm just going to keep doing the show. Sean from Maine. I realize that we have a Dalis Thomas who can play either outside as inside, but don't you think that Thomas is more valuable at inside versus outside compared to a true rookie on the inside?
No.
If Thomas is more valuable at inside, wouldn't it make more sense to go with Groves or even Philip Merling to play outside? By the way, I've seen Groves play in person, and he's an animal. So
I don't have anything to say. We're not on the air.
Oh, just keep going. They'll hear it on the tape.
Yeah, that three-hour download. I don't know. I think Thomas stinks inside. Not stinks, but I don't think he's nearly as effective as he is on the outside.
And my thoughts go well back to when we signed him and said, there's no way Bill will waste him on the inside, and he played like the next 13 weeks inside.
Let's see. What's going on? It is Bill says, it's so freaking hard for you to carry his audio on your stream. This is Belichick. What moron decided I should go to Patriots.com and stream a second stream? Fire your webmaster.
I agree.
I don't think you're going to get those 500,000 hits. Things are not going well today.
All right. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be on the air.
That's what happened.
4-0 New England.
England won an opening night for the Revs in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Quatemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twelman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact, too. When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Submarine Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, we're back here in PFW in progress. Apparently, when we switched over to Bill Belichick's press conference, we went off the air. At least it was silent. We were on the air, but it was silent. And then when we went back,
Chris Ferreira,
we were back on the air. So I don't know
Chris
what
Ferreira.
Happened there. But
Chris Ferreira.
Andy, why don't you recap since anyone that was listening? Well, let's hear what Goodell has to say at the podium.
Joe Flacco, here's the commissioner with potentially
Joe
news
Flacco?
For Baltimore Ravens fans that they have a new quarterback of the future.
In 10 years.
In a trade from the Houston Texans.
Bust.
With the 18th pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Joe Flacco, quarterback, Delaware.
Terrible.
Let me tell you what's going to happen here. 5 to 10 years from now when they go back and do all those funny draft moments when teams pick players that sucked, this is going to be one of them.
I'm reading on that guy Paul read earlier, Gary Horton. Who is he, Paul?
Scouts, Inc.
Horton, here's a who. He hears that people have been comparing Flacco to Ben Roethlisberger. I think that's a joke. Maybe if you strap cement blocks to Ben Roethlisberger's feet. Jeez.
So he really is going to be a bust then.
Flacco?
Yes.
Did you miss that?
Flacco won't play in the league by the time Roethlisberger had already won a Super Bowl.
Yes, Andy, I'm teasing you. God.
I'm not in the mood. Rashard Mendenhall dropping like a stone. I didn't get Golston. It's a bad day in
I'm
the heart
I'm just writing
house.
In the thing that I'm done with the draft. I don't know anything about it, and I'm going to stop pretending that I do. I don't know anything.
So you're dropping draft expert from your title?
No, I'm an expert.
No.
These people
now
don't
Now Eric woke up. I haven't heard from...
There's no way that was happening, I hope.
Eric, right. Did you like Bill's pink suit?
I actually think you've gotten a lot of stuff right here today.
Oh, pink shirt, whatever.
I think you're being too hard on yourself.
I mean...
Which is a first.
Joe Flacco, the BC guy.
Yeah, I need to say that on the air. Yesterday when Tom was doing his mock and he got to, where were you, the mid-20s, you go, Gosder Charles, he's going to go in the first round, right? And I said, yeah, I think so. Yeah, apparently at 17 to Detroit.
So, why don't you recap what Bill said, because people missed it. Obviously, you can listen to it as soon as we get it up on the archive. So you'll be able to hear Bill in his entirety soon on Patriots.com. But, Andy, why don't you kind of recap what he had to say?
I'd be happy to, Fred, but I was under the impression that when we came back, people heard me recap it the first time.
Well, maybe now we can go into a little bit more detail because now people didn't hear what you were recapping.
They still haven't heard what I'm recapping.
No, okay. But now you can be more detailed.
I'm reading. First thing I found interesting was he said he's one of the better linebackers we've seen in a while. Now, there's some question as to whether he's saying when they've been on the clock in the late 20s or in comparison to guys like Patrick Willis, Jonathan Vilma, John Beeson, some of the top prospects that have gone. Well, I guess Beeson was on there when they picked. But, you know, to me, in my mind, when you're talking about a guy you just took at that spot, you immediately start to think about Patrick Willis, because he came in last year, had a great rookie season, 100 and whatever million tackles, made a Pro Bowl, defensive rookie of the year. So I think that, as a Patriots fan, that's the upside you're looking for out of Mayo here. And I know the system's hard and the defense is good, so there might not be the opportunities immediately to start. But to me, those are the comparisons you bring forth with that type of a comment. Bill also said, I found interesting, productive player in every game that they saw him in a great conference where you play Georgia and Darren McFadden and all the great teams in that conference. I took that as a minor shot towards the Jets and Vernon Golston, whose reputation is to take some plays off. Gary, what are those, and can I have one?
Are those quesadillas?
I like it, a quesadilla.
Are those quesadillas?
Yes.
So now you're going to eat while you're doing this?
No, I'm just going to put them down. Gary was standing there teasing.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
It was
in
like
English,
when,
please.
It was like when Vernon Golston was available one pick for the Patriots. I was teased. I was enticed. My mouth was watering. I was ready, and it was snatched away. I didn't want Gary to snatch it away. He talked about all the things that Mayo did there, inside, outside, Sam, Mike, Will, called the defense, very smart. I also thought it was interesting they asked, you know, did he get better as, when they put him inside? And Bill said, he doesn't think he could have done much more. He was good on the outside, good productive player, good in fourth down, the kicking game. He also said he's healthy and durable, that their doctors are fine with his knee issue. He joked that his good knees, he'd wish his good knees were as bad as his bad knee or something like that.
Right.
He poo-pooed every, not surprisingly, because this is, you know, this is the honeymoon period where
sure.
It's a new draft pick, but he poo-pooed all the negatives that we read. He sounds like he's smart, durable, athletic, tough. Everything that Rob Ryan told us he needed for a linebacker is Mayo.
So, Gary, are they serving dinner now?
Here?
Yeah.
You were listening. That was important.
Okay, good. All right.
That's why I brought your food from the party.
Oh, okay. That's from the party. I just want to make sure they're not.
How's the party going down there? What was the response to the Gerard Mayo pick?
Good response to the trade when they traded back, and a good response to Mayo, and then once NFL Network showed all of the
clips,
the video highlights, a better response.
So there was
so
a good response.
You mean they responded well to everything the Patriots did?
Shocker.
Now, what was the response?
They did pay $65 to be here. I mean, you know.
But we'll stop this stupid Gary yelling in the background in 1 minute. I just wanted to ask him what the response was.
How's this better?
Yes. Oh, that's the voice that girl loves. You know, she gets all excited when you talk like
that. Oh, that's right.
It's the quesadilla voice.
What was the response when Golston was taken by the Jets? Was there any like a moan or anything?
Not really. NFL Network pretty much.
Are people down there rich and don't care?
No, they basically said, we're saying the whole time the Jets are going to take Golston. Jets are going to take Golston. So when they did,
so?
It wasn't much of a, what are you going to do?
I was a little bit teased, enticed, allured. Is that a word?
Allured.
Well, you know, a fishing lure lures you in, so I was allured.
Nice response to Mr. Kraft and the coach who came by to talk as well.
What coach?
The head coach of your New England Patriots.
Did you and Eric pick out his shirt and tie combo?
All right, I'm told by Chris that Bill Belichick's press conference is up now, so you probably want to wait till after the show, and then you can listen to it.
You already heard it, right? You went left?
Well, what happened?
No, we went dead at that point.
We went dead during the whole Belichick press conference for some reason. We didn't know.
I know the reason. Chris Ferreira.
Now he's yelling in the background.
He is the reason.
It had nothing to do with anybody.
He's the webmaster. I'm sorry. It falls under his watch.
I'd like to know what his job description is, because nothing is...
Nothing is his responsibility.
Except to tell everybody, press shift F5.
Bruce in Istanbul, Turkey. I mean, we are getting all over the world today.
We need a pin in Malaysia, Gary. I don't know where it is.
Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I'm that talent scout that Frank was talking about on Thursday. So far, so good. You've definitely been on your good behavior. Only one, maybe two mild gay references, and that wasn't until 45 minutes in. No DBs came out until 58 minutes, if you know what I mean. And then it was John from L.A. No jokes about farting, and that was a win reference at 59 minutes. Fred went with poop your pants at 61 minutes, and then Andy went with tastes like chicken soon thereafter.
Now Carolina's on the clock.
In a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Rashard.
With the 19th pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select Jeff Ota.
Oh, that's a terrible pick.
So what happens here is here comes the
Andy Studebaker. Andy.
I don't like Jeff Oates. Sam Baker's still available. I just don't understand it.
Carolina is not having a good day, according to the PFW guys.
Jeff Ota got a major down arrow. I thought so. He's got terrible feet. He lunges, gets off balance all the time, gives ground, power.
Let me ask you a question.
Stinks.
If you're Tampa Bay, do you take Rashard Mendenhall?
Yeah, because Cadillac Williams is done. D-U-N, done.
That is the word out of Tampa.
Yeah,
because I was going to say,
if I was any team in the last 15, I would have taken Mendenhall.
But in a couple of picks, Dallas is up. So they could just sit there and maybe get Mendenhall at 22, like the year Steven Jackson fell to him and they didn't take him.
That would be...
I like how you worked that in there.
Yeah, because...
like the other...
Washington's not taking him, so it's either Tampa or Dallas.
With
their third round pick? I thought we were talking about the first round picks.
What could be more nauseating than a draft that has six offensive linemen going in the first 19 picks?
Yeah, and none of them any good.
Keeping with the four-letter last name theory, though.
Sam Baker will make a Pro Bowl before Jeff Ota, Gosder Cherilis, and Brandon Albert. You heard it here first. I read a story about Sam Baker. You know how I've been raving about him? I liked him. I actually found out they advised him to come out last year, and he was going to be the second tackle taken after Joe Thomas, and he went back. And now he's a middling tackle.
Because he got hurt?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole story. I got bored halfway through.
Well, this is a big pick for me, Andy. This is a huge pick for me. Because if Tampa doesn't take Mendenhall, then I can be really disappointed when the Cowboys take Tlaib at 22.
If they take Tlaib over Mendenhall,
I'm just going to walk out.
Then you're right in everything you've ever said about that joke franchise.
They still got Washington, too, right?
Yeah, but they got
Betts and Portis.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think.
I think they want a receiver based on their trade activities.
You never know what Washington will do.
Limus Swede to Washington. Or Devin Thomas? Nah, Limus Swede. Certainly not Malcolm Kelly bum.
Lawrence from Jerusalem has already revealed Bill Polian's scheme for Gerard Mayo. You guys want to hear what it is?
Sure.
It's hold the Mayo and use the Miracle Leg Whip.
Miracle Whip is so much better than Mayo.
Oh, no it isn't.
Yes.
It's not mayo. It's salad dressing.
And it tastes 10 times better.
No. Anyway.
Paul's mad.
Oh, my God, that is funny!
This is really a joke. I like Miracle Whip a lot better.
I'm with Mini Gary now.
Bill in Williamsburg, Virginia informs us that we're back on the air. Great pick with the Beast SEC inside linebacker. Good show so far, and 500,000 people is still possible.
No chance.
I hope so.
Are we going to get fired if we don't reach that plateau?
Cormac, so something completely different. I see that Brett Favre is on the cover of Madden 09. I guess it's aimed at breaking the dreaded Madden curse.
But he is still alluded to the fact that he could come back, and if he comes back, he'll probably suck, so it could still happen.
And let's see. Chris wants to know what the deal is with Baltimore picking Flacco. Didn't they do that 5 years ago with Kyle Bowler?
I thought Kyle Bowler was better than Joe Flacco.
Well, that's two totally different picks, too. I mean, Kyle Bowler went to Cal. And he was a big-time prospect. Joe Flacco is a 1AA guy that some people think might have some ability and he could
that
surprise.
Paul didn't even like, and he loves 1AA.
I like Flacco a hell of a lot better than you guys do.
I wouldn't be trading up
in the first round to get him, but you guys seem to think he's going to be out of the league in five minutes.
What I wrote is that he might be a good football player, but he's not the type of prospect that you need to trade up into the first round to get.
Andy, you said that he'd be out of the league by the time Roethlisberger already had won his Super Bowl.
No, I didn't.
Eric?
That's how I remember.
That's not what I said. It's not what
I heard
to say.
That too.
Because I don't think
thank
he'll
you,
play.
Tom.
I don't think he'll play for like 3 years because I don't think he's anywhere near NFL ready. And if he plays early, then he definitely will be out of league in 5 years because he stinks.
Robert wants to know, what is Ozzie Newsome smoking? Flacco's going to be a bust.
Yep.
Brome would have been a much better choice for the Ravens.
Or Brom.
They're better off letting Smith start. I know he's small, but he's a much better player than Flacco.
Let's put something to rest right now.
There's
Troy Smith can't play in the NFL. Okay,
no way.
That was a nice, like, last year he came in. I think he's going to be a decent backup, maybe a guy you can go to for a game or two when he can hand the ball off. But if you're expecting Troy Smith to lead you anywhere, you're going to be severely disappointed.
Let's see. Bill says NFL has Mayo listed as an outside linebacker. I thought you guys said he was definite inside
linebacker.
He won't
play one down.
He played outside linebacker and inside linebacker at Tennessee, but he is probably going to project on the inside according to what Belichick just said.
Yep. Move to inside.
If you kind of read between the lines of what Bill said, how he played three different spots off the line of scrimmage at Tennessee. In the Patriots scheme, they really only have two spots that are off the line. You know, if you can put two and two together, those two spots are inside linebacker in the Patriots scheme.
Matt wants to know, he's wondering for a while, why the hell does Delaware's unis just look just like Michigan's? I understand borrowing a concept, but geez, if I were Michigan, I would sue them. A lot of Joe Slacco's highlights were probably Henny's. So,
just out of curiosity, and I don't know the answer to this question, but who had them first?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Paul, you going to give us some 1AA trivia?
No, I just said out of curiosity, I don't know the answer to this, but who had them first?
Paul's mad that Northern Illinois took Northeasterns.
Yeah, well, I know who had those first. Northeastern had those first.
And the seven people that went to the game saw them.
And why on earth you would try to emulate Northeastern's storied history is beyond me. They're not going to have a football program in 3 years.
But it's a good mascot, color scheme, everything. I like
it. They have good uniforms, Northeastern. I will give them that.
Who's on the clock? Tampa, 2:10 remaining. If they don't take
Cowboys moving up.
What? No, I'm just throwing it out there. If they don't take Rashard Mendenhall.
No, there's got to be something going on, Andy. Don't you think?
With
Mendenhall.
Maybe he was one of those guys.
No.
You know how they said they weren't going to tell anybody this year about the guys who, you know, had drug histories and whatnot? Maybe he's one of those guys.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed in him. I mean, I think there was a differing opinion. I know some people like Stewart as the second best back.
Right.
And maybe we liked him a little bit more than some other people. But what really surprises me is that two teams that needed a running back passed on him to take offensive tackles. Here's my theory. Those two teams don't have quarterbacks or running backs. Who are those guys blocking for? Yeah, I just don't understand the thinking behind that.
Plus, Mayock is supposed to be good, right? Yeah. Doesn't he have him as the number one back?
He'll tell you he is.
I know. He did during
the interview. NFL Draft Scout had him at 11 overall.
Mayo
11th best prospect
overall.
Yeah, during that was the epitome of Mike Mayock. Mel Kiper has been talking about Mayo for the last month and a half. All of a sudden, Mayock has been on the Mayo bandwagon as of about
30 seconds
today.
Before the pick was announced.
When his cell phone said Bill B. So much so that he had to tell Bill Belichick in a question how much he liked.
Right.
I don't like him.
Kiper gave Mayo an A, not surprisingly, since we knew he loved him.
All right. And Strippers wants to know, how bad does Kara Henderson look in person?
Andy's not a fan.
It's a differing opinion. I say she looks like Alicia Keys.
She couldn't hold Alicia Keys' pocketbook.
Yeah, they're both blah.
Jane in Roanoke says she's been listening since 3:00, and you guys have been coming in loud and queer. I mean, clear.
That was just Eric.
That's not nice. That's just nice. 20 Skins took Malcolm Kelly. Did we know that?
No,
I didn't know the Skins were on the clock.
NFL
Draft Scout
was
NFL Network really dropping the ball.
Well, Tampa's on
They
the
still
clock.
Have Tampa on the clock.
Is that Strippers being a wise ass?
No.
Yes, it is.
Let's see.
Is that Strippers?
No. Alex in New Haven. I just remembered Victor Hobson is in the mix at linebacker. Do
yep.
you think that Mayo will affect Hobson's role at all?
I think they'll split time.
Rotational, probably. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's your three guys on the inside, and now you're looking for that third guy on the outside. If it's Pierre Woods, I don't know. I don't have much confidence in that, but that's what you're looking for.
Yeah,
for
that terrible shark tragedy.
Here comes Roger Goodell at the podium.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Rashard
I think
Mendenhall.
It's either Devin Thomas or the next corner, Michael Jenkins.
Rashard Mendenhall.
I think Michael Jenkins is a guy you should be
With
hoping for.
With the 20th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft,
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Aqib Talib.
Killed two birds with one stone there.
Aqib Talib.
Boost.
All right.
This is going to upset me at 22, isn't it?
So the three top quarterbacks are gone.
I think you're going to end up with either Rashad Mendenhall or Michael Jenkins.
No, but don't you get what's going to happen here?
They won't pick either
one. You guys are missing the point. They're going to take Felix Jones. That's who they're going to take.
Well, who's the other running back from Arkansas?
Felix Jones.
Okay, so that's who they're going to take.
Do you not listen?
I don't. No, usually when you're talking, I don't.
It wasn't me who said it, so you don't listen to anyone but yourself.
Gerard from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Screw you, ESPN and NFL Network. I don't know about you guys, but ESPN and NFL Network are taking all the fun out of the draft by showing each player 5 minutes before they announce the decision.
There's
no suspense whatsoever. My TV is now turned off, so it's up to you douchebags to guide me through the rest of the draft. Talk about no pressure. So I will. Hopefully, we'll.
Well, no
up to
pressure
that.
Is a thing douchebag. When you feel comfortable.
I'm taking a look here at our thing, and it says. Pick 31, New England Patriots, forfeited. Is that what happened, Fred?
Forfeited mean you gave it up? I think they took it.
Andy from
and broke a major rule of engagement.
Andy from Salt Lake City says, for some reason, I imagine Gary is looking identical to Artie Lang of the Howard Stern Show before he quit heroin and blew up to 300 pounds. Is that what Gary looks like?
No, he looks like Post when he quit heroin and blew up to 300 pounds.
Also, hey, what do you guys think of Anton Kaysen? I think he should be good.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I
know we might have some first-time listeners, but check the blog, do something.
We love
PFW,
especially Tom.
Everything.
Especially Tom, we love Antoine Kaysen. Tom has been on the guy before the college season even started.
We bring any of our issue for like our writer's mock or to look at.
I forgot.
There's some out there we can get.
Let's see. Larry wants to know what it'll take to trade up to the top third of the second round.
I don't know, but I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to take their second, maybe a third, and what else, Andy? A fifth?
I don't know. I don't have the trade value chart.
We'll go second, third, and fifth to move up into the second to take somebody.
Of course, Strippers has some info on the Delaware and Michigan helmets. Delaware really wears the Princeton helmet. Chrysler from Michigan was the coach of future UD coach David Nelson. Nelson took the helmets that Chrysler first used at Princeton, then Michigan, and used them at Delaware. Nelson also developed and perfected the wing tee offense at Delaware. Delaware's greatest coach, Tubby Raymond, also has Michigan roots. He played for and learned the wing tee while playing for Michigan. It's an odd story.
So the bottom line is they both stole it from Princeton?
Yes. Delaware has had an influence on Michigan and Princeton.
And Princeton
had an influence on both of them.
And Princeton stole the claim to the first ever football game from Tufts. But that's a different story for a different day.
Oh, okay.
First football game, Tufts. It's proven, documented. Princeton tries to take claim.
But one of equally no importance.
Well, the Redskins hurry this up. Jesus, they finally get a draft pick and they got to use every second.
Tom's like on pins and needles.
Well, they're still trying to trade it for a receiver.
We just got a message that on the phone will be Mayo in about 5 minutes. Of course, we won't have that live or else we'll probably blow up. But
we have the worst webmaster on the planet.
Now it's not his fault. Leave him
alone.
Whose
fault is it?
It's a little bit his fault.
He's one of the best webmasters in the NFL. Well,
boy, that low standards. That went from the best to one of the best. He was the best last month.
So there's not a webmaster in the league that could have a press conference and then just make it live on the radio show.
Let's put it this way. There's no other website doing what we're doing on the web during this weekend.
Has nothing to do with Chris.
As opposed to the other websites that are doing what we're doing on television.
What?
Or is it you just said there's no other website doing what we're doing on the web.
Yeah, right. So they're doing it on TV. Fred doesn't get it. Move on. Next email. Next.
Stripper says the Skins will take Kelly Bookett.
Malcolm Kelly?
What a terrible pick that'll
be. That'd be a bust in waiting.
Now, if you're going to take a wide receiver, it's got to be either Thomas or Sweet.
And by the way, I hope it is Kelly. I really do. You know, because when Jason Campbell has no touchdown passes in Week 8 again, and Lima Swede goes somewhere with a quarterback, I'll be getting lunch from strippers, baby.
I'm looking at a Mendenhall Kaysen double dip here for the Cowboys.
That would be phenomenal for you. Imagine that. I think that'd be good picks.
All right, Brad, and formerly of Narragansett, says he loves the show, even in the off season. Please don't switch to the video cast. Trust me. Doesn't Brian Billick look as though he's made it now that he's with the broadcasters? And tell Gary the show prep won't work with this show. The lack of preparation is all part of the shtick. Keep it up.
That's great how we made that part of the shtick so we
yeah,
never
I'm
have
glad
to prepare.
People bought into that one.
Phew!
And somebody, strippers, is saying, why can't you put a mic next to the speakerphone that Gerard Mayo is going to be on? Because it'd have to be an awful long cord.
Or wireless.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, strippers, we couldn't play a podium press conference, never mind a freaking conference call.
We were prepared to do that.
It's the freaking 1700s with our webmaster.
Let's just do what we're doing on the web, though.
All right.
Bet your strippers could get it done. Fred, why don't we hire strippers as our webmaster?
Well, I'm afraid of what he might do and put on the servers.
I'm hoping.
I'm afraid what Chris might do if you fire him.
Right. You have an odd definition for afraid. I'm excited about what he could do.
Well,
ring.
Forrest is from Tennessee. He says,
run,
he just
Forrest.
Wanted to say hi to all the talent scouts out there and just want to set a PFW record. I think I am the youngest PFW listener ever. I'm 13.
You just might be.
You want to fight Eric?
we just may have found someone that Eric could.
I know you can take
least,
him.
At least fight to a draw.
DJ writes in, I know Maroney started to
turn it on. Redskins trade.
Redskins
someone
trade.
Coming up to get Mendenhall.
The Redskins have made a
Tennis,
trade.
Tennis now. Seattle, Houston. Houston trading back up to get Mendenhall.
Way to go, Dallas. Way to be aggressive.
Seattle.
It's Seattle?
Could be Seattle.
All right.
Didn't they sign a couple running backs, Dunn and Jones?
Let's see. DJ says, I know Maroney started to turn it on in the playoffs, but do you think the Pats might take a running back
to
compliment or maybe pick up Kevin Jones or Sean Alexander?
No.
I don't see Sean Alexander being a fit in New England. I don't know how you guys feel, but I just think that
those teeth.
He has the great track record on the goal line and in red zone, but I mean, you have a good backup running back in Sammy Morris, and Maroney is clearly your number one guy. Where did the opportunities come for Sean Alexander?
And I don't think he wants to be a backup. I think he's going to be looking for a place where he can
probably
sneak in and become a guy.
What's
the trade? Have they put it up yet?
I don't know. That fat Jamie Duke is talking.
You're always very slow with the trade.
Sweating like a pig.
Now, is this definitely for Mendenhall?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Are there any corners left?
Jenkins.
Mike Jenkins, in my opinion, was the best corner in the draft.
Or, yeah, I got to say it's for Mendenhall. It's got to be.
All right. Strippers says Lofton will have a better career than Mayo. Bet is lunch. Time, 3 years. So within three, you have to wait 3 years for Strippers to
I'll
buy a
I'll take the bet.
All right.
I'd bet you. I'm just kind of hoping I'm not here in 3 years.
I'll bet you, strippers. That's two bets. I'm going to get two free lunches, baby. Stone Forge, and I'm going all out this time. You thought that last one was big? You won't even believe
I'll
what I
ordered. I'll bet you two, strippers, because there's no chance that I won't be here in 3 years. So
Atlanta.
That's a great...
Did they sign Turner?
Yeah, they signed Michael Turner.
That's a terrible trade.
Well, it's not for Mendenhall, then. Corner?
No, you didn't know this whole draft is all revolving around Rashard Mendenhall.
Well, no, it started out revolving around Vernon Golston.
And he's been pouting ever since.
Well, what's Atlanta want?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Defensive line, Ballmer.
Philip Ballmer.
Merling.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, perhaps we'll find out about this trade.
Philip.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh, my goodness!
Michael Clarkhorst! Are you kidding me?
Revolution. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and the free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autograph will limit limited to those who qualifying purchase. See details at Patriots ExtraPoints.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMuda's Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. You got about another half hour to go in this live special edition of PFW in Progress on Draft Saturday.
Reminder, it's the time everyone's waited for.
Right, Cowboys are on the clock. This is my favorite time of the draft every year when Tom starts chewing on his fingernails.
Well, before Tom goes crazy, reminder that we'll be back on the air tomorrow at noon until 3 o'clock Eastern time, wrapping up what the Patriots did in the second round. They might do a trade. You never know. So I'm sure there's going to be some news coming out tomorrow morning that we'll get to right away as soon as we get back on air at noon. While we were away, the Falcons ended up taking Sam Baker, offensive tackle out of Southern California.
Great pick.
With the trade that they made with the Redskins. And now at 22, the Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. So we'll see what happens there. Everybody thought the Cowboys were going to move up. And here they are, where they started at 22.
And they're going to end up with the best running back in the draft. See, that's the whole thing. Like, everyone thought they were going to go up for McFadden. They could stay here and get Mendenhall, and now they'll probably take some guy no one's ever
heard of. Yeah, but at this point, what is wrong with Mendenhall?
Nothing.
Why has he dropped?
He's a one-year wonder. People are concerned that he's a one-year wonder. He, like, tripled his career carries last year, but I'm sorry. That happens sometimes. The guy is great.
You're just convinced of it.
Yes, stud.
10,000 yards in the National Football League.
From the years that you've been with PFW, whenever you're this, you know,
sure, I'm right
about, you're wrong.
When was the last time I was wrong? Give me one.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
When they won the Super Bowl and I predicted
it
from
day
one?
No, not that. No, no.
Because I never ever said. That was Tom Casale who was on the Bucs earlier this year.
You were on the Steelers every year. You know.
And they won a Super Bowl.
No,
been in the playoffs every year.
That year.
The other thing, though, Fred, is...
Remember when I said Ben Roethlisberger was the best quarterback in that draft? I was right.
Okay.
Ooh, silence from Fred Kirsch. Bitch.
Well, I don't remember you saying that. I'm just trying to remember you saying
that. Of course you don't.
No, you're usually wrong when you're really...
That's why you've yet to come up with a single example. Nothing. Nothing.
Usually wrong. Yes, Paul, did you have something to say?
No, I was just going to say, Andy was talking about people might be shying away. He's a one-year wonder because he tripled his production basically this past year. Well, he was also an underclassman. So, if he stayed for another year, would that make him, a legitimate top 15 pick? I'd rather get the guy younger. I'd rather take him before he puts another year of wear and tear on his body as a running back.
Well, so far, 21 teams disagree with you.
I understand that.
And in 3 years, talk to me when he's got 15,000 yards.
I believe... 17 teams disagreed about Emmitt Smith? 17 or 18?
How about Randy Moss?
Well, there was,
we knew what the red flags were with Moss and why he dropped. And they were wrong. He shouldn't have dropped. But they're wrong with Rashard
Mendenhall.
What I don't know is why is Mendenhall not been picked so far?
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's some,
not every
like
mock
drug
draft, not something. Every mock draft had him in the top 15.
And not every team that's picked is needed a running back either.
Just
I mean,
a bunch that's passed.
No, there have been some. I mean, look, I thought the one that sticks out to me is Carolina taking Jonathan Stewart,
right,
instead of Mendenhall, because I know Tom likes Stewart a lot more than I do, but I didn't really even see a comparison.
A lot of people had Stewart ranked second.
A lot of people did have him ahead of Mendenhall.
Carolina was obviously one of those people, and we don't like their draft very much, so stink.
Peter in Burlington, Connecticut, does anyone know if Gerard Mayo was invited to Foxborough for the coaches to evaluate leading up to the draft? I'm wondering if Belichick saw something in Mayo to select him today. I guess Bill surprised us again, drafting a linebacker when everyone else said he wouldn't or doesn't draft linebackers in the first round. Goes to show you the draft is unpredictable, or at least Bill and the Patriots staff is. I don't know. Did Gerard Mayo come here?
To the best of my knowledge, he was not invited,
and
at least not in April.
There is unpredictable as about five people saying Mayo would go to the Patriots yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, I think this was a little bit more predictable than past drafts. I mean,
right.
we all knew they needed linebacker. We saw over the course of the year that they just didn't have the speed when teams spread the field around. And so, you know, it's one of the first times that we thought we knew what they needed, and they took what we thought they needed. So we shouldn't be that surprised, you know.
I don't think it's a I really don't think it's a terribly surprising pick. I mean, we didn't know they were going to trade down for sure. We all thought they might, we all thought they would try to. But I don't think it's one of these. It's not a Logan Mankins pick.
I just find all like, was it a surprise? And who cares? Be excited. They got a linebacker finally.
Andy wants to know if anyone knows anything about Anton Kaysen. He might be a good fit for the Pats.
You're just going to keep reading them all, aren't you?
Stop reading those.
Why? I want to make you know. I want to bug you.
I want to bug you.
There's a professional.
I'm on edge right now. You don't want to screw with me. Wait till after the pick.
Plus, Andy and I are the ones that are sitting next to him. You never know what he could do.
Tom,
here we go. Get it on the.
Here we go.
Get it on the. What's going on here? They picking? They trading?
Sure, what's going on
Jerry
with the Cowboys?
Jones did something masterful. Well, you're going to want to know too. You'd be playing him in the Super Bowl.
I don't think so. Okay. All right. Let's see, Andrew. It doesn't appear that Indy is going to do anything to improve. Are there any rumors about them moving up? They have made a living by hitting on every first-round pick.
They don't have one.
They don't have one.
Yeah, San Francisco has their
first-round
pick.
Right, round, so is there any, have we heard about any moving up trades with Bill Polian?
I have not.
Well, they can't move into the first round.
Why not?
They don't have anything to get into the first round with.
They could trade next year's.
Todd says that Dallas has a kid with a headphone sitting at their draft table.
Yeah, I did see that. It was a little 7-year-old or something.
Is that another Jerry Jones grandchildren or something?
Tom's going to have an aneurysm.
And he said,
he's probably running
Hall.
The draft.
He'd be better off, I think.
Yeah, you never know.
Here we go.
Players, 10 in a row by Dallas is about to come to an end. Here's the commissioner with the Cowboys' first of two first-round picks.
Tom and I both root for the Cowboys.
With the 22nd pick in the 2008 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Felix Jones, running back.
They took the running back from Arkansas.
That's a terrible pick.
Wow.
Because if Mendenhall's a one-year wonder, then what's Felix Jones?
Wow, is Jerry Jones like... I mean, I know that he went to Arkansas and everything, but, you know...
I'll tell you what happens with him, Fred. He doesn't have any idea how to evaluate talent. He's never had any training whatsoever. He made his money in oil and made himself the GM of a football team. So he finds a guy he falls in love with, like a Quincy Carter. He saw him and he fell in love with him. He's loved this guy since the beginning, Felix Jones. So that's it. I mean, he's the only...
Shouldn't somebody poke him and say, hey, Jerry, Mendenhall, who we thought was gone...
That's what the problem is with the team, that Jimmy Johnson and a Bill Parcells will tell you. There's not enough people there to fight Jerry on those things. So when he falls in love with a guy like this, they're going to take him.
I'll tell you what I think has been happening. And Paul knows I read the newspaper, and in the health section I saw something about Botox is now going to the brain. They're doing studies that Botox is killing people's brains. I think he's done too much Botox.
Oh, Jerry Jones, he didn't have Botox. He had the whole face thing.
I bet he's done Botox.
But here's the thing you said about adjusting to the draft. This guy,
I will admit, is a good compliment to Marion Barber. Okay, he can
yes,
he can do
I
some things.
With you on that.
But the draft like has him. The draft has changed now, where you have a blue chip running back who's available. Now you can have a two headed monster along with that passing game, makes you pretty much unstoppable.
And with this guy, couldn't they have waited for the second first round pick to
yep.
get him?
You
yep.
would think so, Fred, but
he still would have been there.
You know what I don't like either about it is what you said. I he's a good complimentary back for Barber. But the problem is, if you have two complementary guys, you got to keep both of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you draft Mendenhall, he can be complementary, and then if you get rid of Barber, then you have Mendenhall, who I think can be a franchise back. I don't think Felix Jones can be an every-down franchise back in the NFL.
No, I agree with you.
Strippers wants to know, do we know anything about that Arizona corner, Kaysen?
Now here's the thing, though, which is getting back to what Fred has been talking about.
Pittsburgh, Mendenhall.
Now
take
I'm
him.
Start. What is going on with Mendenhall? Is there some? Because if there's not too many places left where he can go in the first round,
Pittsburgh.
It's
Willie
like
Parker
13
is
degrees
a
in here.
Passing
I can't believe
phase.
No one else is cold.
It's passing phase for Willie Parker, Mendenhall, and I can root for the Steelers with Roethlisberger and Mendenhall.
According to Lucky,
he's back.
And according to Chris Gasper. Mayo was one of the prospects invited to Gillette.
All right. I might have been wrong.
Well, we got a pretty good list, so.
Wrong again, Andy.
Well, it might have been pre-list, though. There's a beginning date on our list, if it was before then. Doesn't really matter, though. I know Curtis Lofton was.
And
Chris taking notes, Gary's food out there, Gary? What do we got?
Barbecue.
Make sure they Ooh. Keep it out till 6.
Yeah, it goes to 8, Fred.
Oh, it goes to 8? Oh, I don't want it then. It'll be all cold.
Well, let's just stop the show.
If it goes to 6, I mean, if it goes to 8, it means it'll be there till 6.
What do you mean it goes to 8?
It's dinner is 5 to 8. 6 falls between the numbers
no,
5
no,
and 8.
No, but if you eat it at 8, it'll be cold.
Well, Andy, I'm looking at the next 4 teams here.
You got Fred, I'm going to throw him out this freaking
Tennessee,
window.
Seattle, and Houston. If Mendenhall doesn't go to one of those 4, something's up.
I say you he goes know what to I, Pittsburgh right here.
But if he doesn't, something's up.
What else
Seattle.
Does Pittsburgh need? Pittsburgh needs a receiver. Limus Swede would be a good pick.
Seattle or Houston?
Limus Swede to Pittsburgh, and then Seattle would be a good pick since they didn't get Warwick done.
Uh-oh. Tom's opening the window. I think he's going to jump. No, he's closing it.
Why are you? I can't.
It takes 4 people to close these windows.
Big wire that goes through.
Oh, for crying out loud. DJ in Purdue.
Best stadium on planet. We got to run wires in and out of windows.
Why can't I see the note? Why are you showing it to them?
Oh, Tom, you should go down to the club. There's an 18-year-old who'd like to speak with you.
Oh, there's the 18-year-old cheerleaders down there?
You can go realize she's not hot.
This would be an interesting
apparently
dynamic.
Gary's in love with her, and he knows he likes the younger women. He's married one.
Interesting dynamic here for Tom. The Cowboys about to pick in about 3 or 4 picks and an 18-year-old cheerleader.
I'd have to go with the 18-year-old cheerleader there. But
you know the Cowboys are going to screw it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and you know I'll screw it up.
Yes. Gary's already proposed.
Let's see. DJ from Purdue University says Felix Jones will be better than McFadden. McFadden has more fumbles than any other running back in the draft. I still think Mendenhall would be better than both.
Yes.
But I think McFadden reeks of Reggie Bush. His main quip is making people miss in speed. It screwed Bush over,
hate
and that's
that.
Why he's got 3.7 yards per carry.
Well, Mendenhall to Pittsburgh, you guys are saying?
Sure.
That's what Could Andy's happen. Saying.
Yeah, Lucky
they did it quick because they couldn't believe yeah. he was on the board.
Lucky Shot just Mendenhall. Said Mendenhall went to Pittsburgh.
How does he know? Why does
NFL
he
draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Rashard Mendenhall.
Sorry, but the Patriots became the second best team in the AFC right then.
I just like favorite. I just like to point something out here. Would we all agree that the Steelers are one of the better drafting
no
teams?
No question.
Yes.
Okay. So here you have the Cowboys, one of the worst drafting teams over the last 10 years, take a running back. Pittsburgh couldn't get the card up there quick enough to
no
take
question.
The other running back.
Kevin
so.
Colbert is one of the best in the business that no one's ever heard of except people who read PFW stories.
Or go to the combine.
Every story.
Pittsburgh is one of those teams, Fred, that constantly loses talent in free agency, but yet they still seem to be competitive most years.
Yep.
That tells me that they're pretty good drafting.
Pretty good.
They
draft.
Are going to be
and you know
very
what I
good.
Think they do? They do what the Patriots do a lot,
very
too.
Much so.
They take guys who fall
right.
to them. Like this, Mendenhall just fell into their lap, so whoever they liked beforehand, forget about it. We're taking this guy.
And plus, they look at it, they need a receiver, I think, but they look at this draft and say, you know what, I can get a receiver in the second, third
yeah.
round. Mendenhall is ridiculous here.
Who's running the Pittsburgh draft now?
Next, read an email.
Did we just say it?
You really don't pay attention to us at all.
Did you guys have the
Kevin Colbert, Fred?
Who used to run it?
Kevin Colbert has
no,
run
no,
it.
No, no,
no, no. Back in the day, like Tom Donahoe?
Yeah, Donahoe.
Chuck Knoll?
I was thinking of Donahoe.
Chuck Knoll.
I like that quarterback they got there, Bradshaw.
Andy is from Salt Lake, and he's still wondering about Kaysen. He wants you guys. He's interested.
Is he being serious?
Yes,
Tom, go on. Okay, go.
He wants to know more about him.
I think he's the best corner in the draft. He has great instincts. I've watched him play quite a bit, and I think it's comical that they're putting guys like McKelvin up against him. He didn't run bad at the combine. He ran a 4.49, which isn't terrible. You watch him on film, he plays a lot faster. He returns punts. The picks he gets, he returns a lot for touchdowns, so he has that big playability.
Plays a very good zone, too.
Yeah, for some reason, he's a second-round pick. I don't know why, but we'll see how it turns out.
Chris Simonelli says, sorry, Tom. Hopefully Dallas will take Kaysen at 28.
Yeah.
No, it's Aqib Talib.
No, he's off the board.
He's gone.
You losing steam?
Yeah, he's running out of gas.
I think he's pulled pork.
He's only said that's a terrible pick, the last six picks, until Mendenhall went. Then he clapped wildly.
No, Eric, what do you got from the Mayo press conference? Breaking news.
No, it was pretty interesting. What are you doing?
Don't let them knock you off your track like that. Just keep going.
Anyway, he talked a lot about not being really surprised by the pick, just more just excited that he got picked in the first round that high. He kept using the term wanting to be a sponge, coming in here and learning from the linebackers. But he also did say, which I thought was kind of interesting, that he had sort of a personal goal to be, Defensive Rookie of the Year. But that, he wanted to make a contribution right away, and whether that's as an every down linebacker or even as a special teams player, he said that's what he wants to do, is come in here, make a contribution, but that in the back of his mind, being Rookie of the Year defensively is something that he's thinking about. So, we talked earlier about Willis last year and
yep.
the pressure of, comparing him to him. So he's already putting that pressure on himself already, it sounds
That's
like.
That's good, because I like my top 10 picks to contribute.
Well, contribute in that way would be, what you'd expect.
My guess is the first preseason game we see him run down on a kick and lay somebody out and go, oh, this guy's going to be good.
Okay. I don't think it takes to the preseason game. I think we say that in training camp one day.
I'm waiting for
minicamp. If he lays somebody out in training camp, I'm going to love him.
Absolutely.
If he does it face up, too, he doesn't dive over their back in a pile like Teddy Bruschi.
He also said that he had 11 visits with teams prior to the draft, and of all of them, obviously, the one that he got the best response from was here, the winning tradition, the vibe that he said he got from coaches and even other people on the staff was just unlike anything he had experienced at other places. The Jets were one of those teams he mentioned that he went to, so... and the Bills, so the AFC East was definitely interested in this guy.
Now, when he talked about being a sponge, did you mention that Bruschi isn't going to talk to him? Tell him to go to Vrabel and Thomas.
Did he happen to mention when he was here if he went to Bass Pro?
That was the first thing he said. He said, actually, I walked into the shop you had next door, and this short, fat guy looked at me, and he said, hey, I'm from Patriots Football Weekly.
No, he asked him if he was Doug from Blackstone.
Short, fat guy.
Yeah,
I wasn't gonna try the wings? I wasn't going to read this next email.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Let's see. Lawrence from Jerusalem wants to know from the draft expert Scalavino.
I never claimed to be
if,
one.
If expatriate Randall Gay was man-on-man with Dakota Fagg, what would happen?
Boy, Fred gets so mad. One time I tease him.
I'm not mad.
You called him short ass. You won't be having that problem since Fagg blew his...
Yeah.
now...
There goes those talent scouts.
His knee... His knee, Gary made me say something. His knee.
I figured they tuned out about an hour and a half ago, Tom, so
we don't have to worry about it.
They probably tuned out when we went to Bill live.
By the way, Tennessee's on the clock, and if they don't take a wide receiver here, I think Mel Kiper will re-up his I quit.
This has got to be Thomas or Sweet, right?
Yeah,
Sweet.
It's got to be.
Sweet.
Does Thomas return kicks?
No, I don't
Sweet.
Think so.
Go Sweet.
Jackson's the one that returns the kicks.
Plus Texas to Texas. Got to go Swede.
Right? Why is it Texas?
You would think
Vince Young.
Oh, I thought you meant that they were in Texas.
No. No, Vince. You got to think Vince Young puts
they
in a word.
They used to be in Texas. Unless they don't like them.
How in God's name did Mendenhall end up with Pittsburgh?
I don't know, but because Jerry Jones.
Are you mad about that?
I know, Eric. I can't believe they passed on him.
You know who the favorite to win the Super Bowl
Dallas
is right now?
Patriots.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Unbelievable.
The Andy Hart hyperbole of the day is Pittsburgh, number one team in the AFC.
They were in the playoffs last year. They're a good team. They got a great quarterback. Yeah, they just got a franchise running back.
They were one and out.
You know who's
losing at home.
You know who's going to be a steal around these? Here is that Jenkins.
I would pick him if I was Dallas, if he's available.
No, I would too.
And who did Dallas go with in their 22?
Felix Jones. Felix.
They went with the other running back.
You got to be kidding me.
It's dumbass.
DJ from Purdue again. Do you think Kaysen will actually fall to the Patriots? The way you're talking, it sounds like he should be a top five pick.
He will not fall to the Patriots.
No, they'd have to trade up significantly to get him.
And Bill said they would. You know where I think it would be an excellent choice is if he's still on the board, Cleveland. If he was available for their first round, their first pick of the draft, that would be a good choice for them.
All right, why don't we go to the podium?
You're the Tennessee Tigers. You're all right with me, baby. There have been no wide receivers taken so far. You'd like to think, one would believe, here comes the first one.
I gave 24th pick in the 2008 NFL draft. Tennessee Titans select Chris Johnson, running back, East Carolina.
There you go, Marshall.
Wow. I am legitimately stunned.
Here come the run on running backs.
I am legitimately
stunned. But this
guy's stunned.
A third down return man. I just don't see it. I think that's a huge reach.
That's a reach, huh?
I can't.
Shocked.
Who runs the draft room there?
I don't even.
They fired him? These guys are making the Cowboys look good.
Chris Johnson?
Used to be Reese, right?
Floyd Reese is gone, though. I was all ready to kind of make fun of NFL Network there because of the way they pretend they don't know what the pick is. You know, we haven't had a wide receiver drafted all, and then all of a sudden I can't make fun of them because they didn't take
that's
a wide receiver.
That's a bad pick.
I think it's stunning.
You know, I've seen him play a few times, and he's a good player.
It's not a first-rounder.
But when you're talking about first-round picks and what he can do in this league, this is a terrible pick.
And what the guy ahead of him is going to do and can do and the package he brings.
Well, in my
opinion,
he's not even as good as Felix Jones.
He's not. He's not even close.
Felix Jones, I mean, we were ripping that pick a little bit, but I'm stunned. I'm really stunned with this pick.
He's a poor, poor man's Maurice Jones-Drew.
It's hard for me to criticize somebody like Vince Young when teams refuse to put weapons around him. Now you say, well, they just got one. I'm talking about guys who can go catch the football.
Right. And somebody he can throw it to. Not.
Like, Sweet is a big guy. He's got some speed. He goes across the middle. When Tennessee's in a 3rd-and-8, that's like 3rd-and-22 for most teams. Right. I don't get the pick.
I actually thought Chris Johnson was going to be a potential Patriot at 69.
Yeah, the mid-second round area is where you think he would go.
And those questions I answer when I said they'd see too much value at running back, I pictured him as the Kevin Falk of the future.
I'll tell you, you put this in the books. Kevin Smith from Central Florida, he'll be better than this guy, wherever he goes.
I would agree with that.
Adam thinks that we should be dangling Seymour to get another second or maybe a third pick.
How are we going to dangle him?
I don't know.
The dead money, beyond the fact he weighs 310 pounds, but the dead money would be huge, right, Paul? Didn't he get like $24 million guaranteed?
Yeah, something like that.
You can't just get rid of that. Are we in the business of just having dead money everywhere these days? We got dead money from Rosie Colvin. We just get rid of that whole side of the defense? Anyone? Newman?
Larry wants to know, with the Patriots' next pick, do you think they'll take Merling, Groves, Bomber?
Where? 69. Well, according to Andy, Groves will be on the board. Keep going this way. Kaysen and Groves will be on the board.
Well, I'll wait for Groves on day two.
What am I supposed to do? Guys like Chris Johnson are going at 24.
Yeah, I think you've lost your fastball. I don't think you have it anymore.
Maybe I don't. I'm writing again. I don't understand the draft. This is it for me.
How many did we get in the first round so far on the PFW mock draft? Do we know?
All mock drafts are taking a pounding of monumental proportions.
But Gosder Cherulis in the first round.
The top 10 should be pretty good, right? No?
Yeah. Well, that was like shooting fish in a barrel.
I got to say, I take a pounding. In the Isle of Man.
Andy says, I just got back to my computer. I was making a sandwich, and I heard you mention Kaysen. Did you say he was good or bad?
Good. Go away. Who's on the clock? By the way, I lost interest once Mendenhall got drafted.
You guys really don't think Pittsburgh's going to be good?
I didn't say that.
Seattle's on the clock, number 25.
I think you have the Patriots, Colts, and Steelers, as always, but throw them in a hat and pull one out because I think they're going to be fighting for the AFC title.
By the way, I do want, while we have this lull and no one's participating in the show, Paul and Tom.
I just blogged something.
We're blogging.
We are multimedia connoisseurs.
I just want to remind people that the draft day cap is available in Ken Flanders Pro Shop.
You can order that
right now as we speak and have it delivered to your house and get it next week.
Does it come in sizes so you don't look like Matt Ryan?
I think it's one of those flex fits.
So Matt Ryan really has a tiny head.
It looks like it, huh?
Because his, Gary, did you see it? His was like flopping all around. It went over his ears. That's not bad. I don't like my quarterbacks that have tiny heads.
Well, let's see. John from L.A. says, thanks for a great day one. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Peace out, John.
Wow, John is good. He's been with us all 3 hours. That's all the way from Tom would say.
He doesn't work.
Well, I mean, it's in the middle of the afternoon. It's 2:55 in L.A.
Gary, I know it's Saturday. What am I doing right now? Working. What are you doing right now? Holding that wall up, apparently.
Cormac wants to know about Andy Studebaker. Anything? What can we tell him about him?
Is this serious? I don't know if they're mocking us.
No, this is.
I think they're mocking us, Fred. Andy Studebaker is one of our diamonds in the rough in the paper. I like him. He's Division II or III. Defensive end, dominated every game he played, sack machine, I don't know, 35 sacks over 3 years, 5 sacks in 5 games last year, tore a ligament in his foot, couldn't compete in the All-Star game, so a little bit of an unknown, 7th round pick, but a pure beast. Look up Andy Studebaker on Google, you can get some AOL video, it's very impressive for the, you know, Division II/III level.
Okay, and now Andy, do you know about hat sizes? Like, if someone said, oh, they have like a X number hat size. You know if that's big or small?
Yeah.
Matt, according to strippers, and he usually knows.
He knows Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan's hat size is 7 1/4.
That's
normal.
Yeah. I think mine is, 7 5/8?
No.
I'm just a hair under 8.
Now
I know you're talking about your head. Well, I'm well over 8 the other.
Let's see. Another person. Who is this Antoine Kaysen guy I've been hearing about?
Fred, they're just flat out mocking us.
3 more minutes.
And you're still reading them.
Brian in Glenwood Springs, you've got to be kidding with all these Kaysen questions.
Yes,
while you're at it, let's hear what Tom thinks about the Patriots enlisting an 18-year-old cheerleader. 3 years in a row now, the Titans have blown it when choosing a running back. And P.S., the experts on Sirius are as stunned as all of you.
That's true.
3 years in a row.
I took a beating for that Chris Henry thing, but... They took him in the second round?
They took Fat Boy, overrated, and now a third down back in the middle of the first round.
Terrible. I still ask that. Strippers, you gave me Matt Ryan's hat size.
No.
Who's running the draft
room? He just emailed me again. He completely made it up.
Oh.
But he does want to know about Kaysen.
You know how on ESPN they have a different host for Sunday after Saturday?
Yeah.
Can we get a new host for Eric,
I agree.
Coming out of the pen.
Fred, why don't you
turn
into
Eric.
An animal
here,
tomorrow?
Baby.
Doing show prep.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm doing show prep for tomorrow.
Let's see. GJ says, I'm a Mass native living in the heart of Colts country. Can you guys send me some sweet shirt or hat or something for putting up with the 18-1 BS?
No problem. I have a lot of Colts stuff at my house. So I'll send it to you.
We're actually having shirts made as we speak. If you win a contest, you can get a PFW in progress shirt.
We are going to have shirts, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's designing them?
Maura O'Brien, our graphics woman.
Are we going to have... Eric's caricatures on them?
Depends if he finishes it and if it's good.
He still have... I see,
chances of both are no and no.
I see people by the beach doing these in like 5 minutes for $20.
That's true.
I'm not happy with the way Andy's or Paul's came out.
Eric
so
does
them
in 10 years for
right.
10,000 and no one
to
buys
get
them.
It right. These are caricatures.
And look at Paul.
There is no right.
He's fat. He's bald.
It's a caricature.
Old. That's a layup right there.
Fine. I see people right by up here.
My head is the size of China. What are you doing?
All right, fine.
Gary,
well, your head is the size of China.
Just in case you want to know.
All right.
If you look
well, that's
like,
going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We'll be back tomorrow at noon. Everybody emailing in now saying thanks. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.